Hey, I heard about designer jerking off on a plane.
Yes.
I heard the Vaseline rolling through the aisle.
And his dick was out when he got up.
Mental health is serious. Nah.
See, this is what I hate about people.
You hate what?
We're not gonna chalk everything up to niggas being sick in the head. That's some sick shit. But I'm not just gonna say this. I'm not saying design's going through mental health crisis. That's why he put his dick out.
That's what he said.
I wouldn't say that too if I was about to go to jail. I'd tell you I was crazy too, and that something's wrong with me if I was about to go do time for public indecency. That's a federal crime. Any crime committed in the airport or on an airplane, you're doing fed time.
It's kind of crazy. When you think about it, it could be something so minor. Not that, but in general.
I don't want to hear about minor and his dick out. I don't know. That was crazy. But anyway. Yeah, I put this on the docket, but that's. Since I heard that story, pause has been on my mind the whole time.
Yeah, you gotta pause. That was crazy.
I don't understand why. Designer saying I was jerking off to the flight attendant and it's because of my mental health and I'm trying to get help.
Oh, he admitted it.
That's what he said. That was his excuse.
Oh, shit.
I thought. And then he just like, got up and his Vaseline fell out of his pocket. Yeah.
Which is.
No. I just wanted to understand.
Jerking off with Vaseline is crazy.
Jerking off.
I'm not going to ask you which I jerk off. So I'm not even going to go there.
Jerking off on a plane is more crazy.
But that's the obvious crazy shit. Jerking off with people, because there's no way he was flying first class.
Pan didn't get him that many years on his...
He wasn't flying first class. He had... Actually, what was maybe it? He was. Because that would make so much more sense. If he was flying first class and he's jerking off by himself, he can't play crazy. He just wanted to get his shit off. He was horny. I gotta find out.
I wonder what airline it was.
That only happens on Spirit.
I thought. I don't know.
Spirit got first class.
I don't know. I don't fly Spirit. I can tell you. I don't know what they got on that plane.
Yeah, special class.
That's class. He's not special. Nothing about him.
Oh, he's special. All right.
Nigga stole. You know what? Let me fall back. Maybe that nigga is losing some shit. Nigga Kanye stole the song. Yeah. He never got another one.
Yeah.
He tried that stupid Timmy Turner shit that we hate.
Timmy Turner.
And now, look where he's at.
Jerking off.
He's got the net worth of $68 in food stamps.
That's tough. Panda was a good song, too.
When you look back, was it?
I think so. For that time? For sure.
What time was it? What, 5 years ago?
Was it five? Was it 22? It was like 2016 or it's, I think it was 17.
Something like that. 5, 6 years. Was it?
Might have been 2017.
He's saying his net worth is $7 million.
There, that's a lie.
Yeah.
People worth $7 million don't jerk off on planes.
With Vaseline.
Everything I'm saying makes me think maybe he is going through a mental crisis.
Yeah. The more you say it, I'm telling you. Vaseline is crazy.
Nah, never mind.
He could have just gone to the bathroom. I don't know, bro.
Unless he was in the first. How much space do you need?
Your seats. I need air. I need a good.
Talk to Mike Drucker.
I need a good. What, ambiance of space?
Or radius? Have you ever, like, really realized how small the bathroom is in a plane, though?
It's fucking small. I don't know how people get it on. It's small.
I'll never use a bathroom on a plane. I'd make sure I go before. That's one place. When I'm on a plane, I don't get up.
Does soul plane traumatize you?
That's
I love soul plane.
What's racist to yourself? Too? I don't know where race you are, so I don't know what you're saying.
I'm one of the few who think soul plane is a good movie, but I realized like that bathroom is really small on the plane, bro.
I'm not getting up to use a bathroom just because like it depends how long I'm flying. Actually, it doesn't matter how long I'm flying. I've flown 8 hours. I'm not getting up just because half the time I'm asleep. Another half, I don't want to be uncomfortable.
You one of those people who like drinking before getting on a plane?
No, nigga, that shit is anxiety ridden. Absolutely not. I'm on the plane. I put music in my headphones. I fall asleep. That's it. I don't want to talk to nobody. Leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. I always make sure I pay the extra for the window seat or the spacious seat, so I don't gotta. Nobody's falling asleep on me.
I'm not gonna lie. I grew into like the aisle seat.
Not against the aisle seat. It's convenient.
The window seat used to be my shit, but it's like, bro.
I mean, the window seat is the best seat, but also like there's too much slander to the aisle seat. The aisle seat, it's pretty convenient. You know, they bring the food stuff right there. You just right there. You can just get up and out without having to worry about like moving someone and shit.
Man, leg space.
But he don't use the bathroom, so he don't need to get up.
I'm not using the bathroom.
I like the aisle seat.
And I don't like niggas when they all their legs in the aisle. You one of them niggas put his leg on the aisle, and I'm tripping over you. And now my Vaseline fell. You probably the reason why he got that's probably what happened. He tried to go to the bathroom. His Vaseline fell. He ain't zip his pants all the way up. That nigga going through some shit. Pray for designer. That's what we gonna do. I'm not, but y'all can. Cause I don't care. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna keep it a bean. If that's how you decide to cope, I'm sorry, boss. Lock your ass up. If that's how you cope, what you're going to jerking off in front of? No, that's sick. I'm sorry.
He's dropped from good music too already, right?
Like he was never on good music.
I don't even remember.
They did not sign him. They stole his song and left that nigga to die.
That's aggressive.
I can't think of any other song he dropped. Like
Timmy Turner.
They took.
But no, besides Timmy Turner,
that's it.
Yeah.
They took that nigga's song left that nigga lie in the street.
That was the most fake hyped up song to drop ever. And then when they dropped it, that shit had an over-the-top production that was so unnecessary.
Listen, man. Kanye fucked that man over. I'm sorry. It's business, but shit.
I remember when that song dropped, and I thought that was Future. I think everyone and their mother thought that was Future.
Except for Future. Future ain't like that nigga neither. Yeah. And Future and Kanye start hanging out unless you know no more designer.
No more designer. They kick him out to the side. Take your Vaseline and go jerk off, bro.
Moral of the story is fuck designer. All right, let's go.
I was really curious what that was.
Life, more love. Oh, yeah. Welcome to episode 178 of the Imaginary Players Podcast. Me, the one with Fool's Culture, a.k.a. Big John from the East Side Boys. You're now listening to and always been listening to the greatest show on earth. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening, doing all the wonderful things you guys do every single week. I'm happy to be here. I'm having a wonderful, what's today? We're recording on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Shout out to us being on a Wednesday. It rained today. I don't know how these guys feel.
Did it rain?
No, it didn't rain.
It rained.
Up here?
Up here, it rained.
No, it didn't rain today.
Where's that?
But I like rain.
Everyone was traveling. All right. It's cold, but everyone's still outside, you know?
That's the only thing that's annoying me, the cold weather. It's just because it's like, yo, bro, pick a fucking degree.
It was nice today to me. It was like 60, rained down here? 65 degrees all day.
It rained?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing worse than hot rain.
I like the rain.
Hot rain is trash.
Hot rain
is trash. Why are you laughing? You said it was hot and it rained. That sounds mad unpleasant.
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I didn't leave the house until it was time to go. I had things to do. So it didn't affect me. Mm-mm. All right.
Introductions, big man.
To my left, the smoothest guy on the planet, one half of the Sad Boys. Derek's here.
I'm actually feeling very good. This week is going by very fast, thankfully. Uh-huh. We're already here, halfway through. Looking forward to the weekend, even though I work on the weekends. But the week is going by, man. So, and it wasn't raining down where we at, luckily. So that's always cool. Need this weather to get a little warmer, more relaxed, start wearing shorts and stuff like that. I'm trying to get into that mood. But I'm chilling, man. I'm good.
All right. Across from me is the man behind the camera. The other half of the Sad Boys, Joe, talk to people.
Chilling, y'all. How y'all doing? Hope y'all had a good week. Hope y'all about to have a good weekend. Very hyped to what's to come. Just prepare yourselves, man. Good weather, good times coming soon for sure.
I mean, listen, y'all niggas know we got a party in June. It's coming. The date will come out soon. We're just waiting to do all the whatever the promotional stuff we're supposed to do to make sure you guys buy tickets and shit.
The analytics.
Yes.
Yeah. So we do have a party coming in June. We've teased the venue. It looks great. Yes, I'm excited. Yes.
Please drink responsibly.
I mean, if y'all don't, as long as you know,
I mean,
y'all
they never do. They never do.
Crazy, it is fine. But just,
I mean, their security. That's y'all business. Like I said, that's not really my business. It's a big enough venue that if y'all drink too much, we will not find y'all. That's it. Last time we did this, that shit was just too small, so everybody was just drunk in everybody's face. But this one, we're good. So yeah, the Summer Classic 3 is coming. We will probably announce by next episode. Or you'll probably see
pretty soon
the information before next episode. So that's all I got for you guys. Now, that's it. That's it for right now. Am I missing anything? Keep liking, subscribing, following Imaginary Players NYC on Instagram, IMG Players on Twitter. I always forget to plug that stuff. Imaginary Players Podcast on YouTube. Think that all the, get all the plugs out the way so we can just go through the podcast smoothly. What else we got? I think that's it. Let's get to some, where we want to start? News. We talked about Designer pulling his dick out on the plane. That was going to be my fun segue, but it was just on my mind. I'm sorry. Pause. Not Designer's dick, the incident. All right. Just clearing it up. Clarifying. Gotcha. I don't want anybody to think. I'm just thinking about Designer's dick while I'm sitting around. Your boy Biden said he's running again. He officially announced, I think, right? I saw it on Twitter. I hate that's where everything's announced now.
Apparently,
you know, he said he's running again.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not gonna politicize this shit, but I honestly don't know what's going on. So
running it back is crazy.
I don't even know.
This thing is so old.
one of his doctors said he has to take. One of the White House's doctors or his doctor said that he needs to take a mandatory cognitive test because of his old age, bro.
Nigga, I need to do them shit, so I don't know how he's doing it. I'll be forgetting shit now, so I don't know how he's doing it.
He busts his ass every other day getting on a plane.
His knee, I don't know what his knee's made out of because, bro, he's always falling down.
Aluminum foil.
He's always falling down the fucking Air Force One stairs, like.
Nah, that's really crazy that he's running again. But they ain't no candidates, really.
I don't even. This is the first time where a year from election, I have no idea who's actually going to run against him.
Bro, he's old as fuck.
My man was born before World War II.
They really need to be like some type of age deadline.
Trump's in the middle of an indictment.
Everyone in the parties are afraid of him running because they think he's going to win.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
100% if he runs again, he's going to win. 100%.
Brother's the only young one.
100%.
Who?
Camilla. She's 58.
Bro, I
have not seen Kamala in years.
I haven't seen her since the election. I've not seen her since the election.
I don't know.
She and Dykeman with Mary Adams, bro. I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. I have not seen her since
Adams
the
is crazy.
I see that nigga more than I see both the president and vice president, to be honest with you. I see them both more.
Be seeing that nigga with in a photo op, the 7 days and seven nights water tag and shit.
I just always see him with French Montana. I wish they would stop.
Nah.
I wish it would stop hanging out.
It's because his son was trying to be a rapper, so I think that's why he's trying to get, like...
Those are the stories they should hide on purpose. You know the stories that you bury?
Bro, fact, yo.
I saw that. That's crazy.
Do your Googles, bro.
Like, that's really crazy.
His son want to be a rapper, so I'm pretty sure he probably just telling the rappers, like, yo, that little speed ticket back in 98, I got you. Yo.
Like, that should be classified on purpose just because we don't care. Like, to him, like, he should... Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know who's the candidates, bro. I honestly don't give a fuck at this point. And
we're in a downward spiral here.
This shit is just it's the ghetto. I really don't even know. When is the election?
2024.
Next year?
6 months. I don't know.
I thought it was this year. I was like, fuck, if it's this year, then I'm messed up.
Next year.
Oh, it's next year. All right.
And we ain't been hearing shit about it. I told y'all, the infrastructure, I said it like a while ago. I remember saying on the pod, the infrastructure is going to change. In this country. We have a whole presidential term coming up of re-election or electing a new president, and there's like no word on it, which is crazy. Because usually at this point, they already have campaigns.
I have come to the conclusion that I'm still part of the little people. So the only way it's going to affect me is like groceries are getting higher.
Yeah.
rent's more expensive. Or mortgage, whatever. However, rent and mortgage is more expensive. Cool. Mm-hmm. That just means I got to make more money.
Yeah.
The only problem is that I feel bad for people because there are just no jobs for people right now. People are really looking in the job market and trying to get the job. That's where it's really, really difficult. In terms of anything else, thank the God, I'm not. It doesn't really affect me that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things are more expensive. Just got to budget your money better or make more money. Mm-hmm. But in terms of people, like, all these, I guess we can transition, like all these media layoffs that I see, it's scary. I think Complex laid off a bunch of people. Paper Mag just laid off a bunch of people. So if you have a job, man, hold on to that shit. You know what I mean? Be grateful.
Save money.
Listen.
Because you don't know what's about around the corner.
I'm always cautious to tell people that shit too because like.
It's not easy.
It's not even that it's not easy. There's no amount of money that can prepare you for. Losing your job for 10 months. Like, you'll never have it. Not that you won't have a year of savings, but even if you do, you can't
plan it out.
And you can't, you also can't function. What if you're a social person? What if you're a, because that goes into your life too. If I'm social and I like to be around people and I budget that into my life and I take that away, and that can affect me in so many different ways. It's not as easy as just like save your bread, because you're not, no one's prepared for a pandemic. No one's prepared for the job. No one's prepared for the job market being as terrible as it is. What if you get? What if you have a kid on the way? Like, there's nothing you can. There's nothing. It's on the infrastructure to help us help ourselves, as opposed to just kind of giving, you know, the putting the onus on the people that aren't expecting the world to be shit when they sell us a dream of this amazing America and shit like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So many things can happen. What if, like I say, what if you plan to have a kid, but then you're having twins? Like, it just, you just can't. That wasn't in the budget.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, things happen so surprisingly that you can't even, like, really plan for how shitty America is right now. Like, if you plan to buy a car and the interest rates spike the way they did, it's, oh, shit. Well, maybe I can't buy that car. You know what I mean? As simple as I allowed a team today, I said, oh, I got to get two new tires tomorrow. Yeah, whatever. I got to figure it out. But that's just not in the plan. You know? So it's just little things like it. Not to Debbie down this thing here, but all in all, I realize the way this affects us is so, like, it's in so many, like, microscopic ways that just add up. Groceries are higher. This is higher. This is higher. Like, and then it adds up, but they do it in subtle ways that's like we won't notice that we're in a shitstorm right now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. And even around here, I'm seeing more homeless people.
Really?
When I first moved here, I didn't see no homeless people. What? Now I'm every, if I walk down the street over here, there's at least one or two.
That's crazy.
And that just tells, like, the classes is like, it's upper class, middle class. There's no lower class that lives over here. Not by where I live. There's no lower class here. So it's like, I already see it. Mm-hmm. I just start seeing homeless people everywhere. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? So who knows?
It's affecting everyone. It's tough.
Who knows, man? Who knows? So I don't know. Prayers to everyone involved. I don't know who's running. I don't really give a shit. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I don't know what's going on.
I don't think it's going to make a difference, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the difference won't be made no matter who's on. We're all going to be going through the same shit. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, it's all going to be the same.
When those BuzzFeed and YouTube videos pop out, that's when I'll start to care. But, like, explaining of, like, what's going on and shit like that. But, yeah.
And I'm seeing all you podcasters that started podcasts. Y'all slowing down, huh? Budget getting tight. It's getting tight. I understand. I get it. That shit, it's getting slow. It's a whole bunch of microphones available at B&H and shit. I understand. I get it. This shit ain't easy.
That clearance rack is going crazy. That clearance rack is going
crazy. And listen, I'm telling you, I go out and I see how this is affecting, like, the normal human being. All the COVID podcasts, them shits are not here no more. Yeah. Them niggas that was pretending to be us are not here anymore. The one that stole our name and saw, hey, I know I was going to outlast you guys. I heard the sound quality. It sucked. No, I see why you niggas not around anymore. I'd tell you niggas' name if I remembered, but y'all aren't here anyway. Y'all got to episode 4.
It's usually where they get to.
And listen, man, y'all got that defamation letter and shut that shit down real quick. Not defamation, whatever, that cease and desist shit that the attorney said, hey, I couldn't afford to keep going, huh? Anyway, I don't know why that bothered me today. I was thinking about that shit. I was like,
because of the rain.
I don't have those problems, guys. Y'all have these problems. The weather and the work problems.
You said it rained here. I'm saying, why you got that on your mind?
I got a balcony. The rain looks cool over here.
The rain's cool over here.
Yeah, it's cool over here. Out over there.
I got nice air and shit. Y'all air, listen, y'all air different.
We got smog.
See, you said
we got
I didn't.
Smog and vibes.
You said I didn't.
Hookah smoke.
So what happened with the Haitian unrest? What is this about?
So I saw an article the other day. Well, it was yesterday, actually. I was reading. And then it said that the Haitian citizens took matters into their own hands and burned gang members alive in the middle of the Capitol.
Well, damn, that's aggressive.
Well, so I guess I'll give y'all a peek into my life since I do it anyway. So the last month, I've been dealing with this specifically, right? Mm-hmm. So an uncle of mine, like my uncle, not my play uncle, my like younger brother's godfather, he was kidnapped last month in Haiti. He was going to, you know, routine visit his family, whatever the case may be. They got his ass on a bus. They got him. They've held him for a month. And, you know, naturally, me, I don't know nothing about international espionage. I'm not a CIA agent. So I was like, hey, bro, what the fuck? But, you know, it affects your family in 10 different ways. And the only reason I'm even telling this story, not to Debbie Down anybody, but it's just to bring awareness as to what's been going on in Haiti, as I'm Haitian. So they kidnap him. They call family in Haiti for ransom to, you know, relay the message this way. Mm-hmm. Just to give you guys insight of how awful this is, the police can't do shit because there's not really a police presence there. There's no president right now. So it's pretty much just a country gone mad.
State of chaos?
Yeah, it's just a state of chaos. Okay.
Haiti's on the other side of the DR, right?
Yeah.
It's on the left.
Yeah. So, kidnap them, they make their ransom demands. No one has that type of money here. Hey, whatever y'all ask for, I don't know what y'all think this is. Mm-hmm. I looked in there and said, hey, bro, listen, man, I got nothing for you. Mm-hmm. Not in that realm of cash. Eventually, long story short, the cost is almost put. I'd say the number, why not? Just to give y'all an idea, about 50 grand. Get him back, cool. I say all that to say, when you contact the U.S. about these things, my uncle's a U.S. citizen, if you contact the U.S. about these things, all they tell you is that they can't do anything about it. Tell you, hey, we're not, there's no jurisdiction there. We don't go to that side of the country. The U.S. don't give a shit about anybody but the people they're interested in. Haiti has nothing for the United States. So the United States does not have a vested interest in helping Haitian Americans. I mean, Haitians in general. I would say Haitians, and then, of course, even if you're Haitian American, over there, right? Mm-hmm. I say this to say, a lot of people read this article and they say, hey, like, that's terrible that they burn those people alive. The gangs have pretty much taken over 60% of Haiti. They torture people, they kidnap people, they kill kids, they rob from families, all this good shit. The people are just fed up. People are fed up, they've had enough, and they're taking matters into their own hands. And they're tired of their houses being looted, and if the United States, because we have requested help from the United States and Canada, both aren't willing to risk, and I understand it, they're not willing to risk their men in a place where there is no control, where there is no control or a way to ensure that their people make it back home safe. Completely understand that. But the people are going to take this into their own hands, and this is what's going to happen. Now, I've seen the U.S. intervene for less. We've given $1.5 trillion to Ukraine.
Yeah, like nothing. And continuing.
And eggs are,
which is still crazy.
Eggs are $60 or some shit. I don't, like, you know, like, so I do think that a small intervention to a place that has been an ally to the U.S. for a long time since the Clinton administration, you would hope that the United States would have a vested interest in it. But now that my uncle is home and safe, I can now speak about this because, hey, you don't know who's going to hear what, and then, hey, they could have took his head off if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. So now that all that shit is said and done, I just want to bring awareness to how terrible shit is over there, mm-hmm, and how we would love just some type of intervention. I'm not telling you guys to send the entire military. Haiti is this big. It takes seven niggas like Jack Ryan to go fix that shit. It takes seven Jason Bournes to go handle that shit. Hey, clean this shit up, and it's done. Lock them niggas up. Put a police chief. Get a president elected and figure it the fuck out.
I still can't believe how much money they sent to Ukraine,
bro.
And it's continuing to send. Like, that's really fucking crazy,
bro. And you know what? You know where they draw the line? Fighter jets. They're like, we'll give you money, but fighter jets, nah, bro. You good? Like, the U.S. government would not send them fighter jets. I'm not trying to like step away from what John is saying, but
no, it's fine.
It's insane. We'll throw bags, bro. Just straight bags. But fighter jets, nah, yeah, I can't have those. But money, yeah. But nah, the situation in Haiti's wild.
Yeah, man.
But it's wild hearing it. But I mean, in certain situations like that, people just have to rise up and take matters into their own hands, which is the sad part. Because like you said, the U.S. have been allies with Haiti since the Clinton administration. But it's just like,
hey, man.
If it doesn't benefit the United States,
if you plan on going to Haiti, don't. That's what I tell everybody at this point. If you plan to go there, don't. It's not a place to visit. It's not a place to hang out. It's not a place to, you know, go run around in. And then my dumb ass, I was like, yeah, you know, we got to call the authorities or something. I was like, I'll talk, I'm going to talk to police. I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, this is not the same type of shit. I was like, yeah, you're right. I've never had an international incident before. I'm not, all right, so I don't know. I was like, I don't talk to no police. Listen, it is what it is. So, my dumb ass. So, all in all, things worked out in our favor, you know. Mm-hmm. God willing, God bless, you know, figured it out. But, hey, man, that is not a place to vacation. All my Asian people, please hold your head. All my people that have family there, hold your head. You know, and we had to do some other things to make sure the rest of our family is safe that, you know, we can't even, like, discuss because who knows if we can fix that for real, for real. So, hey, man, you know, I tell all my Asian people, stay strong. Stay the fuck out of there. It's not for us anymore. And nobody's going to help us out. You know what I mean? All right, it's like niggas ain't going to Ukraine. Don't go to Haiti. It's a war. It's a civil war. So, don't go over there. That's it. I don't know anybody from Ukraine, do I? No, I don't. Anyway, all right. I'm trying to think. I don't know nobody from there. Let's move on from here. I got some shout-outs here. First and foremost, we're going to switch a little bit of sports. I want to shout-out Russell Westbrook.
For what?
I'll tell you right now. Because he's not in the league anymore, one. I'm a big fan of Russell Westbrook. I just think it didn't fit or it didn't work.
I think he was the problem, and he's still the problem.
Oh, that's not fair. I think that he's
actually doing really well for the Clippers.
I mean, the
Clippers are gone, so
he's doing good now.
No one's doing well
for anybody.
He was more helpful to the Clippers than he was the Lakers.
Yeah,
I think it was just a bad fit, and I want to shout him out for through all of this. He was relatively mature.
It ain't his fault the Clippers is gone.
Booker
got them in hell.
No. I'm saying he's been mature through all, like, the slander and all and, like, how he's handled himself. Because in reality, in L.A., me being a Lake fan, it wasn't his fault. It just didn't work. And no matter what we did, it didn't work. There's nothing we could have did to make it work. It just wasn't the right fit. Mm-hmm. And when he went to the Clippers, I wouldn't say it worked because, I mean, it's not his fault they lost, but I wouldn't say it worked. It just looked better. And Tyronn Lue's a really good coach. That's something. Tyronn Lue's a really good coach. So I want to shout out Russell, man. He handled himself with class, though I don't know how I would be able to handle the media kicking my head in when it's actually not all my fault. Darvin Ham also had started his coaching process, so you didn't know what he was doing in terms of being a head coach yet, I think. And he still has rotation issues to this very moment, so. I want to shout out Russ, man.
Westbrook has been on the receiving end of slack for the last couple years, though.
Yeah. I don't necessarily know why. No, I do. I mean, I think Russ's game is, he's not adapting as well as older players usually do. They usually, you know, when they get his age, they adjust to a jump shot. Mm-hmm. He's not adjusting the same way, but the thing is he plays so hard that I'll take that. He missed shots just like everybody else. Like he said, he turned the ball over just like everybody else. He does it sometimes in critical moments, but, you know, I think he's handled himself with a bunch of grace. I just want to shout him out, man, as the Clippers make their ungraceful exit. And also, before I move on,
Booker got them in hell, man.
He did. Also, hey, man, I want you NBA players to stop bullying Stephen A. Smith. You niggas go on First Take, take all your basketball knowledge, and make that man look stupid. I'm so sick of J.J. Redick.
I was about to say, beat your shit Redick.
Yo, I'm so sick of J.J. Redick kicking Stephen A. Smith ass.
You're making valid points.
I don't care. I don't like that. I don't know. I don't like that shit. Let Stephen A. Smith stay his stupid shit because we're going to get on him anyway. Because we know J.J. Redick makes it seem like we don't know it's stupid. That's the point of the show. For him to say stupid shit and for us to comment. Then he comes and says all this terrible shit. Then the rest of the basketball players that are media now going to say, well, some analysts are. What Richard Justin say? You should never have the right to tell him. Okay, so what? He told Kawhi he should retire. All right? We knew it was stupid. The internet said it was stupid the minute he said it. I don't like it. They be bullying Stephen A. Smith, man. And Stephen A. Smith be getting mad tight. His tie gets tight. I don't like it. J.D. Redick told that nigga today, man, you could tell you never competed physically at a high level of basketball. Yeah, don't talk to my nigga like that. Don't talk to my nigga Stephen A. Smith like that, bro.
It's just in.
What?
The Knicks made it to the next round.
Oh, we could say that, but they was killing it, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck Cleveland. No one goes to Cleveland anyway.
I mean, who goes to Ohio anyway?
Yeah, that's true. And nobody wants to see Ohio in the second round.
Maybe Mitch will come to the Knicks after.
That nigga is locked. Did he sign an extension or he just? I don't know.
I don't even know.
But yeah. Nah, shout out to the Knicks, man. Shout out to the Knicks. That is as much as I'm not a Knicks fan, but it's good when New York is playing good basketball.
I'm a New York fan.
You know, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not.
The energy is always good when they win, regardless if you're a Knicks fan or not. They always have the city.
Yeah,
turned
exactly.
Up.
Yeah,
the city's always turned up, and that's always a great
time.
They
turned up today or this weekend.
Yeah, this is what their first series win in what? Yeah,
10 years.
In 10 years.
First series win in 10 years.
They've passed the first round for the third time this century.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Listen, man, it the city is good when the Knicks when Brooklyn wins. I don't give a fuck, but they don't do that either. So
I don't. They don't. Yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn wins. I don't give a shit. And in hindsight, the Knicks no Kyrie, no KD, no all that shit. In hindsight, is genius. Yeah. Not dealing with any of that bullshit that the Nets had to go through.
Just a whole bunch of young buds. So,
and shout out to Jalen Brunson, man. That man has had Donovan Mitchell in hell.
Yeah,
he had that nigga in hell for a week and a half. That nigga Donovan Mitchell can't wait to go home. That nigga cannot wait. And the general been busting his ass for 10 straight days or whatever.
Nah, you been boiling.
You said that nigga in hell. I think my Lakers losing right now, but, well, you know, hey. Ja, they're going to plant someone, your stupid ass, sure. When you come to L.A. I'll tell you.
Going to the locker room, is going to be a gun in there.
L.A. don't play, all right? Better not win another game. You ain't going to L.A.
Ja Wick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler. My man Jimmy Butler had...
What, 56?
At 56.
That's insane, bro.
He's been wild, huh?
You know, if Miami beats Milwaukee...
That's crazy.
I would love that.
I'd love
I'm
it.
I'm fucking tired of young.
That's a curveball.
Sorry.
New York and Miami in a series would be unbelievable.
That's a curveball.
I'm tired of
if they beat the Bucks.
Giannis and everyone else on that team.
Bro. I just don't like when Milwaukee wins. I love Giannis. I think it's great, but Milwaukee and Cleveland would have been disgusting.
I'm tired, bro.
No one wants to go there.
Yeah, don't sound fun.
The reporters hate going there. They're like, oh, yeah, I guess this game's going to be good. We don't give a shit if they... No. But I'm all room for Miami, man. I would hope that the Bucks don't pull a miracle out their ass, but Jimmy Butler doing that was... I didn't see that coming.
Off, bro. I saw the highlights of that game because I didn't see the whole game, but that shit was
wild. Playoff Jimmy. It's wild.
Shout out to Jimmy Butler.
When's that game?
Tomorrow? That game's on Thursday. Yeah, I might go somewhere, sit down and watch that. Yeah, I might go sit down somewhere and see that.
Nah, some players have been walling. Devin Booker been walling too.
Yeah, but fuck Phoenix. I don't care.
It's crazy.
Fuck Phoenix.
That's crazy.
Who's on Phoenix? Phoenix. Fuck Chris Paul.
You said who's on Phoenix? KD's. Chris Paul.
Oh, a bunch of niggas I don't like. That's what I want you to say. A bunch of niggas I don't like. I don't know. I was rooting for the Clippers the whole, and I'm the last person rooting for the Clippers. I
Trae Young was wilding the other night too,
bro. Yeah,
against the Celtics.
Yeah, how much was it?
Can't hear you.
I think it was 38. Was it?
I think it was
38.
I don't know. I know the last shot he
hit that shit almost from the logo.
Yeah.
Bro. It was like Trae Young, Jason Tatum. Who else? Them niggas just look like B5. It's like the battle of light skin, battle of light skin brothers.
I will never forget when someone said Trae Young looked like someone dropped a lollipop. Had hair on it.
I mean, he does.
That was the craziest shit I've ever seen. And I just, that's really how he looks. Like, if someone had a lollipop and dropped in, there's some hair on it. That's how he looks.
Yo, I'm sorry, Jordan Bass. Why was designer beating off in the middle aisle?
Bro, you gotta chill.
You really curious about that?
Yes, 100%. I need to hear the story. I need to hear the deposition. Anyway, I'm sorry.
He really shot from the logo. That's crazy.
38 points and 13 assists.
Boston let Atlanta tie this series up.
And LeBron was wilding the other night too. Yeah, 20 rebounds, wasn't it?
I low-key don't want Boston to lose. I mean, I fucking hate Boston as a state. But like,
it's just so funny. All the teams everyone assumed were going to win because they were all season.
Never. I've been saying fuck Memphis. Nope. Fuck Memphis.
No, but everyone.
Fuck John.
Everyone's saying that like the Celtics were going to come out strong and because they were dominant throughout the season. People were saying that the Knicks were going to lose. Like, the teams that everyone thought were going to win are actually fighting for their life.
This is the wildest playoffs we've had.
Yeah, like, they're fighting for their life.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
Fuck Memphis. Fuck Ja Morant. Fuck Dylan Brooks. Fuck Jaren Jackson Jr. Fuck Zach Randolph. Fuck Yo Gotti. Who's there? I don't care. I don't care. Fuck Memphis. I don't care. Yep, we down right now.
Black boy JB.
Him. He's from Memphis. Fuck him, too. I don't care. Give a fuck. Yeah, we lost this game, but it's all right. We'll see y'all niggas in L.A. Cool. See y'all niggas in L.A. We'll see y'all niggas at home. You know, Lakers like to be dramatic.
Yeah, even the Warriors is fighting for their life. Yeah, all the teams that are just shooting, fighting for their life,
The Warriors are in hell.
I thought they were.
Don't let that series fool you. They're in hell right now.
I can't believe the Kings is really wilding like that against them.
De'Aaron Fox has them in hell.
He's doing it, shit. So I don't know, bro.
But yeah. Oh, all right. That was our early sports segment.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the playoffs. So,
where do y'all want to start? Snowfall, the fight.
We can talk about the fight. I feel like
the fight. Yeah, we can stay in sports.
Yeah.
I saw the fight. Yes, I did. I went to me and Jordan went out and watched it. I can't remember what I said last week.
You went DC?
No. I was here.
Oh, I thought you said you went out. I thought you said you and Drew went on Washington.
No, me and Jordan went out and watched it.
Oh, watched it. Oh, yeah, they said Washington.
No. Me and Jordan went out and watched the fight at a bar. I don't remember what my prediction was last week. Do comment.
I don't think we really spoke about it. Did we speak about it? Uncoped it, but granted, Tank was going to win.
I knew Tank was going to win.
It was a good fight, though.
I didn't predict. Yeah, it was a good fight. I didn't predict a knockout. I thought that. I gave the Ryan Garcia too much credit that I thought he was too scared of Tank to be as aggressive as he was. So I thought he was going to keep his distance.
That ended up being his problem, though.
Right. I thought he was going to keep his distance, and they were just going to they were just going to go, and then Tank was going to get him by decision to set up for a rematch. But this little stupid guy... He came out there swinging with his life. And at the beginning of the fight, I'm like, oh, Tank, come on, my nigga. Like, what's up? I put a little money on you. Chill out. me at the bar, I'm watching. I'm like, yo. And then I start to see the tides turn. He knocks him down.
Second round.
I was like, all right, he just got caught with a go. He just got caught with a shot because he jumped up right away. I was like, all right, cool. Then it seemed like he was getting him in the next few rounds. And then, boom. He takes a shot. I don't see the shot. I don't see the body shot. I don't see it. And I just see him get on one knee. And I'm like, oh, shit, all right. My man had enough of this shit.
Me that man propose.
We out, coach. Me that man propose.
Don't be fake, Joe. That's your man.
What, Ryan Garcia?
Yeah, that's your man.
I put money on Tank. What are you talking about?
That's you a traitor. That's crazy.
Power wins.
That's
not
crazy.
Speed,
you
bro.
A traitor. Nigga, it ain't from where you... What the fuck? What? Nigga, traitor.
Oh, how am I a traitor?
Wow.
Drew Garcia.
That's crazy.
I'm not a traitor, bro. I want money. Crazy.
Nah, he made that man... Tank made that man propose, though.
That's bro. Crazy.
I said that fight was going to be. It was a power versus speed fight.
Yeah, bro.
But Tank is fast as fuck.
Tank is fast, but...
Ryan Garcia is fast,
too. He got reach on him. Yeah, cool, but bro...
Bro, and height. Speed? He's like 5'8 and a half.
But it's different, bro. UFC... Speed probably. It all depends. It all depends on a whole bunch of different factors. But bro, his punches was not doing much. Tank shit. Bro.
I didn't think Tank was that fast. I know he was strong. I feel like he's stronger.
Bro, he's part of the money team.
I mean, Tank just
he's trained underneath Floyd.
Tank also picks his shots, so you can tell every time he hit Ryan, it hurt. Like it hurt.
He's strong.
I think. They say Ryan Garcia threw, 30 or 40 more punches than he did, but Tank was hurting that little nigga. I was like, damn. And all you niggas that said that shit was fixed, no, y'all just never been fixed. Y'all just never been hit in the body that hard.
Yeah, bro, your whole nervous system shut down.
I love sports, and I love when it comes to, like, political shit, because everyone becomes a fucking sports analytic, boxer, UFC fighter, and lawyer when it comes to shit like
that. Bro, a shot shut your whole nervous system down.
Yeah, bro,
so
another shot?
Y'all
bro, like,
have never been hit
ever,
hard.
Bro, you ever, not even hit hard, you ever run so long that both your kidneys is on fire, bro?
No, I've known no what the, where I, the fuck was you running so, at, bro?
I used to, was in Mexico for 6 months.
No, I used to play Pee Wee soccer, so like,
you used to play what?
Pee Wee soccer.
All right, don't say that ever again. Pee Wee soccer is crazy. You could just say regular soccer.
But, bro, a body shot, Yeah, I've been hit. We've been hit with a body shot.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
not by tank.
Not by tank, but like,
yeah, bro. Like,
somebody hit you in the right spot. Yo,
it's wraps, bro. Fight is over.
Like, you go down, and bro, it's not just a one hit. It's pulsating. It's like bro, a pulse sensation.
The nigga hit him, and his nose started bleeding.
Mind you, he's winded already too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
If you hit a nigga in his body and his face starts to bleed, my nigga, the fight's over, buddy. Ring the bell. I think you gotta tell nigga, chill out. Tell him we wilding right now.
I think they're gonna run the series back until someone gets knocked out.
I think there's too many other people for Tank to fight at this point, because Tank, it seemed like Tank never took him that seriously. He's like, bro, I'm gonna hurt you. He told him, and he did. And Ryan
said, don't even bring your mom.
He said, don't bring your mom.
No, you know how I know it's not gonna be a rematch. That nigga Ryan said, yeah, man. He posted a picture with Tank after. He said, yeah, hopefully one day we can do this again. Nigga, you don't want to do that shit again.
He made a bag.
He didn't demand, but they're not getting the same money for this fight again. No. Nobody. I don't really want to see this again. Like, we see this because
I want to see it until I want to see someone get knocked out. I think that's why they're gonna run it back until someone gets knocked out.
Nigga, everyone won. Ryan got knocked out.
No, I mean like not TKO. I mean KO.
Well, he's not gonna volunteer for himself to get killed. So
I mean either one of them. My money's still on Tank.
Ryan Garcia is not going to volunteer himself to Gary. He got hit, and he kept saying, yeah, I'm going to move up and wait. You don't want no parts of Ryan. You don't want no parts of Tank anymore.
Never heard of the rehydration clause until this match.
I still don't know what that means. So I was going to pretend I knew. I don't know what it means.
Bro, you got hit, man.
I have no idea what that means.
That man.
It has something to do with, like, you can't drink water. I think you can't, like, drink water at a certain time or something because it changes, like, your weight with your blood and some shit like that, like your energy, like some crazy shit. I had never heard of it.
Whatever that shit was, I had nothing to do with his ass drop.
I don't know.
That shit was pure power.
My man took that hit and that shit went. Like, bro, like my man was done, so bro, like that's.
Listen, my nigga.
Woo, where the janitor at, bro? Start sweeping, bro. Like.
Yo, the Windows PC shutdown is crazy.
Bro, that nigga whole face, you could just tell he's like, yeah, there's no way I'm getting up.
Bro, he took that hit and you just like, it's a sudden, like a 1 second, and then like, he went down. He's like, oh.
Yeah, his like, brain reacted to it.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, yeah, bro.
He got hit. He was like, yo, who is this nigga for real? Like, this nigga serious? What the fuck? Like, this is what I've been training for.
I really wanted Tank to do a backflip off the top rope. He be doing that shit. That shit is crazy.
Bro, that nigga Tank knew that shit. That nigga knew it was easy work.
He called it too. He said it himself. Seventh round.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He knew it.
Tank is a problem, bro.
But he had no business being in the ring with him. No business. Like,
it was just talking shit.
It's popularity.
Yeah, popularity.
Yeah, because Ryan, that's all it was. I like that they gave us a fight we wanted. Because in boxing, you rarely get that until really late in their careers. I like that. And I hope it continues, because there's a lot of dudes that Tank could fight that are way better than Ryan Garcia.
I'm just glad it was a good fight. Because you know, some fights really fucking suck. That was a good fight, though.
That was a good fight. It was a good fight.
Round was a good fight.
That was a good fight.
Went the distance, bro. That shit would have been, I don't know if it would have been like that popping, truthfully.
I was surprised it made it to the seventh. I think what I said originally was it was going to end like second or third round, I thought. But I'm surprised it even made it to the seventh round.
I low-key wanted a knockout because I feel like that's money's worth. But not too
much. Yo, he really smoked him in the second round, punched him in his grill, and he just dropped. I was like,
oh, yeah. Once I think him dropped the first time, I said, oh, he's in for a long night. He's in for a long night because Tank didn't even mean to do that.
I was surprised at how fast he got up.
Because Tank didn't do that by like on purpose. He's like, oh shit, got this nigga, bow.
Type shit.
Like, he wasn't even, and then he got up, he's like, all right, I'm gonna just wait it out and then really take his ass out.
A good rematch, though. I care for it if they do it. It'd be good.
I want to, there's so many, there's mad people for him to fight. There's Devin Haney, there's Shakur Stevens. Those are gonna be like fights of the century. I don't need to see him do this again. I don't need to see him and this guy again. The guy didn't impress me enough for me to want to see it again. I'm good.
Shout out Tank, though.
Shout out Tank, of course, yeah. But yeah, I made a little bit of money on that fight, so we're good. I was good. I was happy.
I want to talk about the Snowfall finale.
Yes, did you guys see it?
Of course I saw it.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
I saw everything but the last episode, because Twitter loves to spoil everything.
Oh, so you didn't watch the finale?
I already know what the fuck happens.
I mean, yes. And it's like 10 days later, boss. Sorry. we're late to review this.
Yeah.
So you guys tell me what y'all think.
That shit broke my heart, bro.
It was good.
That shit broke my heart.
It was actually good. I can't front. And I know a lot of people.
You were happy with that ending?
Yeah. Because there's just so many. Like, I saw it.
From you happy corner. Because it's realistic?
I saw it. No. That's the one part that everyone hates.
No, I'm talking about you specifically.
What?
Like, you liked it, right?
I enjoyed it because It's the truth.
Well, what do you know happened since you didn't watch it? Because I don't know if you know everything.
I watched it. I mean, Twitter just...
No, but like, a lot happened in the episode, though. I don't know if you...
I mean, everything. But towards the end, I know what happens.
Oh, so pretty much...
Basically, all in all, he really wanted that money back. He was going through it, trying to go through every avenue to get that money back. He tried to...
let's not skip through anything, right?
No, I was going to go through everything.
Okay, got it, yeah.
So basically... he was trying to, his girl, Veronique, she was trying to get him to sell some type of piece of the property that they had still to make some type of money back. Mm-hmm. But she did it without letting him know. Mm-hmm. And he was not with it. So he told that dude to, like, fuck off, basically. Mm-hmm. And then he told Veronique that he is going to sell some other properties that they had. And she was like, you just fucked us. And then he was like... Even if I do fuck us, I built this shit, so if I want to burn this shit down, I'm going to burn it down. And then he was like, don't ever go behind my back again and put his hands on her neck and shit like that. So then she took whatever remaining money they had in their joint bank account, which was like $800,000. And I think she left like $100,000 for him. She took like $800,000. She left.
With the baby, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Frank can give a fuck about that baby. I'm telling you right now.
He wanted that money, bro.
He ain't give a shit about that kid.
He went to Leon, asked Leon to hit him off again, even though Leon already hit him off for
$500,000.
Yeah. He didn't even ask, really. He just assumed he was going to get Leon's money because he asked Leon. Yeah. He was like, yo, how much you got? Leon was like, I got $3 million in the bank. And then he was like, I bet this we about to do. You're going to give me that $3 million. I'm investing this property. 5 years later, you buy it back, refinance. He basically assumed that was going to happen. And Leon was just like, why do you think your mom did what she did?
Exactly.
And then he was like, I'm not going to disrespect your mom's after what she did and give you this money. And he was like, you either going to give it to me, I'm going to take it from you. But then Leon's niggas was in the trap with him, and they all was like behind Franklin. Right. And Franklin was like, this is how you want this to end? And he was like, and Leon was like, nah. But, you know, Franklin just broke out. Because, money hungry, he wanted his bread back. I understand.
Trying to build this shit back.
He started, what started the spiral, I think, was drinking. Yeah. Because what happened was, after that shit happened with Sissy and shooting Teddy, and he ran to the bar after that, the bartender dude offered him a free shot because he looked like he was going through it,
yes.
And then he chose to take it. Yes. And that's the first time in the whole series Franklin drinks. And I think that's just what starts the downward spiral with everything.
Yeah, he becomes his
So Veronique leaves, loses Leon's friendship, basically. What else happens? Oh, so then he loses the house, basically. Like, it flash forwards like a year later, something like that. He's losing the house and shit like that. He has someone looking for Veronique. They don't find her, but they find Peaches. Mm-hmm. So he finds out where Peaches is at. Peaches ended up not being far from the city where they was at anyway with all that money.
That nigga looked for that nigga for 3 seasons and found him on the last episode with $12,000.
He had $12,000 in the safe. Mind you, he stole millions of dollars. All he had was $12,000. He shot Peaches because Peaches tried shooting him.
He stole $5 million and then ended up with $12,000 later.
You know how much like shit you had, like drugs you had to spend? Because he was using them on himself. Because you see him, his arms all fucked up from needles.
And shit like that,
like it's crazy. So he killed Peaches, got the safe broken into because he called the locksmith or whatever. Had to kill the locksmith dude because there was a fiend in the spot that he didn't know about. And asked what the fuck was Peaches.
Yeah.
He had to kill the fiend too. So he said, yo, he was just killing everybody. He was just killing everybody.
Yeah, he didn't actually. He could have just moved Peaches.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he could have moved Peaches and just let the nigga. But that was, I guess that's part of the way they tried to play it of him going insane. And obviously the last scene is a flash forward, I think, of 3 years where Franklin is now an alcoholic. Yeah. Trump,
in his mom's crib that's being foreclosed, that has mad letters on it and shit like that.
And then, obviously the heart-wrenching part was that amazing, amazing, amazing last scene where Franklin, he goes, I'm free now. There's no chains on me. I did it my way. Yeah. So.
That music choice is amazing.
Everything about this.
That shit broke my heart.
Yeah. The actual episode was so good.
Yeah.
Dude, did I like how it ended? I'm still mixed about it. It is one of the best acting performances I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, damn, Idris, if there is an Emmy, Oscar for whatever.
He needs an award for
whatever. That was one of the most amazing. First of all, now that the season's over, that is one of the most amazing seasons in TV I've ever seen. I've never seen, it is one of the top maybe 6 or 7 shows ever. Mm-hmm. With that season, because we had last season, which we critiqued so much. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how Snowfall's going to do, how Snowfall's going to pull this off. Mm-hmm. Every week, we're like, okay, another great episode. Now you have 10 straight, and then for you to end that way, It was phenomenal writing, phenomenal acting. It was super realistic. It is super true to how this life tends to turn out. Did I necessarily enjoy seeing Franklin like that? No. You know, I would have loved to see him, even if he's down, and attempt to figure it out. Mm. Or like an ending scene where he sees like a path. Because that's not really true to how they've created Franklin to be the last 6 years. Franklin was always a genius, smart kid, and can make something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. I guess what they were trying to portray of how money can make you crazy, how money can take over your mind, and how it could literally drive you to the point of no return when he finally was able to get it. I like that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, money overtook his mind and he did whatever. He lost everything. And even to the, if we're going back, right, and kind of going through piece by piece, it starts with his mom.
His mom plays a big factor.
His mom
fucks shit up.
Yeah, I don't know why. Everybody that said, yeah, she saved him, they go,
no,
what?
She did not save
you could have took 10 more minutes and everything would have been fine.
No, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think his whole, all his loved ones did him dirty. That's my opinion on the ending of the show. Granted, it, like I said, that shit broke my heart because Franklin was really him. I think everyone around him really did him dirty.
It's tough to disagree because Franklin built this.
That's why I think everyone
did him
dirty.
He built this, but at the end of the day, once you build it and we all strike out on our own, you can't expect for your greed to take over what I've built, right? So, because everybody, once everybody gets the money, everybody's motivation starts to be different. Right? He started with his wife. Her motivation now with the money is to make sure her kid's taken care of. And you just choke me, nigga. Yeah, I'm out. So, guess what? You can't be upset at how it goes, right?
Yeah. Veronique, I think, is the only one who gets a pass.
It's not even... we built this off robbing and crime.
She was solid.
You fucked me over. Now, guess what? I'm going to take it how you got it. I'm going to rob you in this crime now. Fine. And the thing is, she's not... She ain't leaving nigga with nothing. So, it's rob you in this crime now. Cool. With Leon, I just gave you $500,000 the other day because of this shit. This ain't my goal ain't to keep... Leon has told Franklin 100 times, I don't want to keep selling drugs and doing this shit. I don't want to do this. Yeah. This is not my shit. I don't want to do this shit.
His $500,000 that what he got gave him went to Osoto, right? That's what that was for?
Whatever you did with it.
No, I'm saying, I think that was for Osoto.
Whatever you did with it, you just asked me for $500,000. I don't give up. Like, you lost that. You told me to give you $500,000 so you could get your $72 million. It's not like Franklin told Leon, we about to get this money back. I need a favor. Here's $500,000. Cool. And you still lost the money. Hey, I mean... Granted, Leon gave him another $500,000, probably been okay. But I don't know. That is where I think the writing lacked of him giving just more of a reasoning. I didn't buy the whole why'd your mom kill. I didn't like that being the reason. I didn't really buy it. But if he said, "Bro, I just gave you $500,000 and you for all this shit, and now it's gone and it's done."
He's like, "What the fuck?"
And then you try to strong arm your bottom. It's like, "Come on, my nigga, we're not doing this." Cool. And then, who else is left? I don't like how the aunt, like, I think they might as well killed her off, too. At the end of this series, she was in the stable hiding. They could have killed her off, too.
Yeah, she ends up in, like,
a horse
ranch kind of
Yeah,
kinda
but they could have killed her off, too. That, like, I didn't really see the purpose in that.
The CIA is looking for her. Got not it. Sorry, I'm sorry, the DEA. The dudes that Oso was working for. White guy, they're looking for Louis, and she's...
Yeah, they could have... I thought that when she was running from them, they would either killed her off or she did a bunch of time. I did like that because I couldn't predict this ending at all. I did not see this coming. I also thought that they were going to do the typical, he either dies in the shootout or you see him behind bars.
Oh, frankly?
Yeah, and
I thought he was done when Peach shot at him because it looked like he got shot.
I would have hated. I would have fucking
It looked like he got shot.
I would have fucking hated that. But I am so happy with how this show turned out.
I'm happy.
Hated seeing Franklin like that because you start to connect. Like, yo, bro, this is fucking Franklin.
I don't hate it because it just goes down to, it's realistic. Like, you have to understand.
Also, full circle, he ends up like his father.
Exactly. You become what you hate.
No, that is the art. This is art. This was like a display of beautiful art. Yeah.
It's a full circle. You hate what you, you become what you hate.
They even made the last scene look like the first scene of the series.
Yes.
Because in the ending, in the last scene, in the first episode, it's Leon and him walking together down that street. Yep. And there's an ice cream truck. And then this one is them walking apart from each other. There's an ice cream truck in the background. And then also in the ending of the first episode, I think he tells Mel that she's like, what do you want to gain from this? And he's like, freedom from all of it. And that's what he says in the last episode too.
Yeah. So I would have loved though to see him even if he looks like that, dirty and no money left, like
him trying to come
trying to figure it out. Like he just finds a way or like I don't know. I would have liked just that tabby, but yeah. I couldn't have asked for a better written episode. I really couldn't. I couldn't ask for a better episode. It was phenomenal, man.
I love a show. True fact.
Hell she broke of a my heart. Fucking show, man.
Fuck Louie and fuck Sissy and fuck Teddy.
Yeah, fuck all of them. Honestly, she could have just waited 10 fucking. But the whole time I knew Franklin was never gonna get that money. Like that's when I was like, yo, he's never. There's no way they're gonna let him get this money.
And when he told Leon like you my best fucking friend, and I'm so fucking proud of you. That shit hurt.
But that's really what it is. Like
it was always big bro, little bro relationship. Always bro, yes. Always.
But also, too, like, I think even Franklin realized Leon, he couldn't have given me that money. That's not, nah, he couldn't have given me that money. I don't care what I did at the time. Like, once we part in terms of ideologies, Leon came back from fucking Africa. Once we part ways and our ideologies change and we're not in business together no more and now I'm just doing you a favor, hey, that shit stops at a certain point. I don't owe you forever. I don't owe you forever. Yes, you know, you put me in the game 100%, but sometimes that shit, it expires. That shit expires. It does. So.
That shit was dope. I can't find
it. It's definitely one of the greatest shows of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And especially drug-related shows.
Yeah, y'all could, if anybody ever wants to watch from the beginning, y'all could skip season 5. This is it. Season 5 ain't teach you
I enjoyed season 5.
You go to that shit was one. That shit was horrible. That nigga was in a cage with a tiger fighting.
That was my favorite episode was the one with him and Osoto. Because them two together.
Yeah, because they don't really have
them two together, but they always been solid with each other. That's what I loved. That was one thing I loved consistently.
Yeah, like the last.
Their friendship, they were always solid.
Was amazing.
Osso ain't broke, so.
Like, I mean, yeah. But like the last together.
Look who got away with the money.
He deserves it.
He was still fanatic. Like him saying, Osso. Like walking away while Osso dipped and shit. That shit was dope. Because it's just like he was such a big fan of him and still put him onto game, changed his life. But he also got out because he had to. So it's a full circle. A lot of people didn't like it. I understand their viewpoints. But it's like
a lot of people were emotionally in like
that. Yeah, I don't think that they didn't like it. It was just heartbreaking.
It was just hard. Yeah, because they didn't want to. They wanted homie to be up. You know, they wanted.
Because I did not like it. It just breaks my heart to see Franklin like that, and see how everyone did him foul, like around him. In my opinion,
most factors in that game, bro. There's never a really happy ending.
But I don't think the only person I say that probably didn't foul was his mom. Everybody else, they had every reason to.
Louis,
bro.
But they were already beefing, so I don't really count that.
But that shit could stop.
Yeah, that's what counted as foul because she went behind. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why.
But at that point, I'm talking about this season, they're already enemies. So your enemy can't do you foul.
I mean in totality.
Yeah, your enemy does. But that's also, unfortunately, that's the game.
It was shown like this whole season ago, like, or a couple of, no, yeah, a whole season ago, like her greed.
That was last season.
Yeah, but she ended up broken in a horse stable too. So, I mean, they both ended up in the same place and it was both over-encouraged by greed.
And it's funny because the club owner from the first season said that about Louis, too.
Yes, the shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Greed. Before she fucking...
She gumbutted her when she first seen her. Yep. So. It's crazy. A lot of shit going full circle.
A lot of foreshadowing. The scene where Franklin is on drugs at the wedding or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he's, like, talking to himself and shit like that. There's a lot of back and forth foreshadowing and shit like that. That has to do with this... With this season, a lot of people don't pick up on it, but it's dope. I can't front. I gotta actually watch the episode. I just know the ending, but fucking Twitter, bro. Jesus Christ, bro.
Like, yeah, you gotta stay off of that. But it's amazing. Great series, though.
100%. No, I should definitely
give Damson all the awards.
Top 5. Like, when it comes to like drug crime, like it's like Sopranos, Breaking Bad, And now this for me.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want to see him be Kang after this shit. Like, my nigga, you shit. Got lead. Lead let take a break, nigga. I do not need to see you go play a super villain after this, my nigga. You are good. I don't care what Jonathan Majors doing. I don't care. Find another nigga. Shit, Miles, fuck it. Put him, what's his name? Tay Diggs, if you need to. I don't know.
That's why crazy. Give a
fuck.
Tay Diggs as Kang is crazy.
Shit, why not at this point? What you got? Oh yeah, I saw that. Tyrese has been on a. To transition, Tyrese has been on a press tour. Tyrese has been on a press tour talking about how dirty his wife has done him for like a month and a half now. I've been watching, but it hasn't been important enough for me to come and talk about. But then he went to court and still lost. Nigga is ordered to pay $237,000 to his ex-wife and $400,000 for her attorney fees. This, to me, I'd usually... This isn't funny, but I'm just like, the public games that celebrities play to try to get ahead of the court case always, like, intrigue me, right? Because I was like, all right, like, I always want to know, does that work? Tyrese isn't a big enough celebrity.
Sway the public?
Yeah, because, you know, the first... When you're facing a crime, the court of public opinion, even if you're not a celebrity... is the first step to being a case, right? Say you get arrested tomorrow for something. The first thing they're going to do is, hey, have the community write letters for you, and they want to know what you do for a living. Did you go to school? Are you a significant member to a community? So even in, like, a civilian, a normal person sense, that's how you do it. Tyrese, he's been on 10 podcasts talking about his wife is terrible, she hates him, she throws the kids at the window. So whatever shit he's been saying.
At the window?
Or I don't know. He said some shit like that.
Throwing kids at a window is crazy.
Whatever he said. He said something about she leaving the kids on the doorstep to him. I don't know. Whatever she said, he says. And me in my head, oh, when I see this story, I'm like, oh, they've been fighting a case. Tyrese just isn't famous enough for people to pick up on it, care, and the judge to give a fuck.
I don't think he's not famous enough. I think he just has a bad history of being on social media walling.
I don't think the judge or the jury knows that.
Oh, no, I mean like public opinion.
Yeah. Oh, no, so I'm saying, so the reason, public opinion, they always tell you a jury, you can't watch TV, you can't do this, you can't do that. Actually, also, I don't know what kind of trial this is, if there's a jury trial or if it's just, I don't think family court, you have juries. Even if it's a judge trial, you have to be famous enough for the judge to know these things are happening. Because it's going to be an older person. It's going to be somebody that's not. For example, the Megan Torrey case, the judge knows everything that's going on because it's just such a high profile situation. This obviously isn't a shooting or anything like that, but family court, you doing all that is not going to get you anywhere, buddy. That nigga went to court and lost big.
Good thing the next Fast and Furious is coming out like next month.
That's a good check. I'll cover that.
Fast X.
I wish they would stop those. I think this is the end, right? This has to be.
No, just make another one.
That doesn't make any sense.
They said the next one's the last 11th one. Even though the last one was supposed to be the last one.
10 was supposed to be last.
No, they said the last one was supposed to be the last one.
Because they got to bring in the Velociraptors, bro. They got to, because, you know, they're supposed to.
They got to go through the multiverse.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they can do.
Who keeps funding these movies?
Don Toretto got to get his car.
There's no way they're making the money to this money back.
They absolutely are.
That's the crazy part.
There's no way.
They went to space in the last movie.
It's a worldwide press.
We didn't go to space, so it was fake. So please, I don't have time for this again.
They went to space.
They went to space. In a red car.
I'm just saying.
With Jeff, who.
That shit was fucking crazy. Wow. And 1987 vehicle.
Oh, y'all still go watch these movies.
What?
Y'all still go see these movies.
Oh, what? Yes. Yeah. Of course, it's because it's absolutely absurd.
It's funny.
Absolutely. They will get my $15 because this movie is absolutely absurd. Let me see what fuck shit y'all come up with on this screen.
Y'all go see Creed.
I didn't see Creed.
I saw Creed.
You saw Creed?
Ant-Man and the Beetle.
And that's not the movie.
I don't see it.
I don't know. $20, I see all that shit for free.
That AMC pass, man. I need that shit.
That shit's lit, bro. I saw all that.
I feel like you're not a movie person in theater.
I fucking love movies, bro.
I love movies, too.
Bro, when people tell me, you go to the movies by yourself, yes, motherfucker. What?
I prefer that.
Fuck y'all niggas. I don't need people to go with, bro. I watch that shit by myself. Fuck, damn, this is good. Bro, that shit is amazing. You don't got to worry about people.
He gets aggressive sometimes. What? It's kind of crazy. No. You got a big dog.
No? I love going to movies, bro. That shit is amazing. That little 2-3 hours.
No, I'd rather go to movies myself, so I don't got to talk to anyone.
Yo, what is your problem? Like, I mean, like, what is your problem? Like,
I don't know about that. Like, so D, like, you know,
it's like there's being an introvert, but then there's also just like, I just don't like people. And sometimes I be thinking John just don't like people.
I've been telling y'all that for last, well, up to the yeah, I know, but like 4 years. I don't like none of you. Like,
yeah, but it's like, it gets excessive a little bit. You know what I mean?
I'll go watch for my boys, but if no one wants to watch, I'm not going to watch. If I can't watch, I'm not going to watch anyone, then I'm going to go by myself.
I'm not going to watch you. Like, that's, and that's an alone thing.
Movie theater is not an alone thing.
Nah,
why
is.
Would I want
to
go?
I'm yeah. No, it's not. I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm not saying when you think of movie theaters, you don't think it's an alone thing. Like it's a group
not,
activity.
Like it's not
it
a,
is, usually.
It is usually.
It's a fine group going by yourself. I'm saying that it's not a group activity. Oh, he's oh. saying that you just go by yourself.
No, you get your niggas up and y'all drive to the same movie theater and sit there in silence.
It's a movie. Yeah. You're supposed to do.
Just go by yourself in silence.
No.
So why y'all linking up to go sit in quiet?
To experience this movie.
To see Don Toretto drive a fucking car with a Velociraptor.
I'll just
the
text
next
you
one,
yo, that shit was crazy.
That, you're not, that's not fun. That's
I'm
not
having
fun.
A blast because I'm watching the movie.
I
want to
see with my boys.
Why?
Whoever.
Yeah, like, why you want to spend quality time with your friends?
That's not quality time. A movie's not quality time. That's
yes, that is.
How? Well, yo, y'all aren't speaking, interacting,
perfect
doing
example.
Anything.
We're all watching something perfect, together for the first time.
Perfect example. Today is April 26th. We're recording it. This comes out on Friday. A year ago, Endgame came out.
Great.
No, 4 years ago.
Four years ago.
4 years ago, April 26th, 2019.
Yeah, it had to be 2019.
You went to go see it by yourself? Please don't tell me you went to go see it.
You watch Marvel movies by yourself?
You saw it with people.
I saw it with...
Well, first, before that, you answer that question. Have you seen
I saw Endgame with a girl.
Have you seen every Marvel movie in theater, though?
No, not everyone. No.
So you don't like... But you're not like a dedicated like fan
no, I'm
to
not,
like
I'm not
watch
a dedicated fan to any movie. No. Damn. To any... No, not, there's no film series that makes me go to the movies. If it's a big Marvel movie, I'll go see it.
Every Marvel's a big Marvel movie.
No, bro. No, it's not. Ant-Man and the City.
That was actually, yes,
it was. And the City Beatles is not going to be.
That was a big movie because that was the first movie with King.
What you gonna call it? The other ones I saw, Doctor Strange, I did see that. That was horrendous. I was wasting my money.
It was a letdown.
Four was terrible.
That was also
a letdown. So thank you. So don't tell me every Marvel movie is a big movie.
No, the quality has declined.
After Endgame, the movies.
No, the quality has definitely declined. Yes. But that doesn't mean they're not important, pivotal movies.
After you're 0 for 2 in the last two, the third one's going to have less of an audience. So I can't meet that. Yeah, that's what it is. If you're 0 for 2 in the last two, the third one is gonna they're not gonna be as big.
So that's
metrics.
So when you watch the next Avengers movie, you don't care to watch the in betweens.
I'm assuming that they're going to be putting out movies that are going to anticipate this being good. Yeah. But if the last two have not been good, I'm not going to see the third one. I'm gonna catch you on Disney Plus. And now look, the nigga done choked his girlfriend, and now he's gonna be on Disney Plus.
We don't know yet, bro.
No, we know. We know. No, we know. I saw the text. We know what he did. We don't know. Oh, yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
But, I mean.
Well, I can't believe you think going to the movies is a single activity.
No, I'm saying
not a group activity.
Like, it's more enjoyable to do that alone.
Whenever
y'all
busy,
I don't agree with that.
No, I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm more enjoyable.
Like I want to hit up people, but I know this people's it's schedules kinda, is not the same as mine, so I'm going to just go dip and watch
for me, videos. It's even like watching certain TV shows. Like Snowfall, I don't want to be around a group of niggas understanding the art of the show.
I think that's different.
The only show I saw with people together was Game of Thrones. And that show was amazing because every Sunday... It was 9 o'clock.
It's only fun if niggas know what's going on. If you just did it, oh my God, what's happening? Yeah. Oh my God, who's that? All right, yo, my nigga. we could watch something else. I'll watch this alone.
TV series, I think, are very different than movies, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Even anime movies, because you're not into anime, but like, you got to see anime movies with your anime bros. Word. You could watch it by yourself, but word. Like, you're supposed to watch it like with your anime bros.
What I like, I enjoy sports with people. I like the environment. Right. I like being in an
did
environment.
Did you go see Air?
No, but I do plan to see that, but I'm not going to really see that. I didn't hear the best reviews.
I feel like you're just not a movie
person.
Okay.
No, just
a movie theater person, rather.
I love movies.
I mean, that's not my go-to. Like, Air wasn't the movie that made me jump out my seat.
What was the last movie that made you jump out your seat?
Maybe the Endgame movie.
That's crazy. That was 4 years ago. And that was the last time you felt the need to, like, go to the movies.
And Marvel ain't put a good one out damn near since.
I mean, I'm not going to.
They ain't giving niggas heat.
No Way Home came out after that. Huh? No Way Home came out after that.
I saw that in theaters, and now that it's all said and done, it was all right. It was cool.
Nah, you're wildin'.
It was cool.
No Way Home was amazing.
It didn't make me go crazy.
You're crazy.
But it was cool.
I don't even know how we got here. Oh, Tyrese. Oh, yeah, Fast and Furious. Yeah, so yeah, they're coming out another
one. Yeah, you told me you were going to see all 10 of them shits. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean,
when you dedicated to a franchise, sometimes you got to just see it through.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious, at this point, I go to see what out of fucking thin air shit y'all going to fucking do. Because y'all have exaggerated the fuck out of this franchise.
They went from stealing cars
and VCRs.
And DVDs. And DVDs.
To space.
To space.
Vin Diesel became Superman.
Yes. Homie took down a whole parking garage.
Once they started throwing just random niggas in there with John Cena, Wonder Woman, I said, all right, my nigga. You know what? The Rock, who's black. They got all niggas. Black Adam, Wonder Woman, Dominic. And Vin Diesel beating up all these niggas.
Aquaman's in the one coming out.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it. I'm not. There's nothing that's going to be. I'm not. I'm not. They're going to keep recycling a strong mixed people and telling me to go see it. No.
Captain Marvel's in it, too.
Yeah. I'm never going to see that.
Everyone in that bitch, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see the strongest, that's toughest, crazy. White, and
the next one.
And biracial people fight each other in cars. I'm not.
One of them, the only thing they can do, they went to space already. The next thing they have to do is travel the universe.
They need to go back in time.
They'll figure it out. For family.
What's stronger than family? Nothing, bro. Family.
You know, we're on TV shows, right? I'm over this. I'm going to do some TV show recommendations because I've been watching some good TV lately. I don't know what the fuck
you have. You started watching Dave?
I've watched Dave since season one, of course.
Oh, okay.
That's my shit.
Dave is great.
That's hilarious.
But I never really clicked.
It's very funny.
It's so good.
Actually, season two is weird, but this season
is fun. You watched season three?
Yeah, season three is funny so far.
See, I fuck with season three. It's funny. I love the original music he makes for the steps.
I've been fucking with Succession. That shit's dope.
Succession is one of those shows that I want to binge.
That's like Suits.
So yeah, I'm gonna wait till the season's over. I'm gonna binge it and then.
It's like Netto Babies, I think, and like it's like old money.
It's based on the Murdoch family.
Yeah.
So that is something. If you guys want to understand the premise of Succession, you can read up on that, and then you'll kind of get what's going on. And yes, it starts off slow, but y'all gotta wait it out.
Your Honor, I finally caught up.
Your Honor is fucking amazing. Fucking one of the best shows ever. Too. Oh, only two seasons, but still one of the best shows ever.
Yo.
And then you got what I've seen recently, Night Agent was great on Netflix.
Still haven't seen it. That's with homie from...
I don't know who's in that movie. I'm not going front. I don't know none of the actors.
He's from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Rob. Fuck.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Oh, the dude from Eternals?
Yeah. I
think it just looks like that nigga. I don't think it's that nigga. No. I think it just looks like him.
I got to watch that.
And then what I watched, The Diplomats on Netflix. That shit just came out. That shit is phenomenal. It's got the lead actress from The Americans, Kerry Russell.
Really?
Man, that girl do not miss. Great show so far. They're definitely greenlighting it for season two, the way they ended season one. So, slow burn, but you got to really pay attention to the show to like it. So, don't go and watch it with your girl, because you will never be able to pay attention to anything. So, yeah. That's my TV. Tyrese, man, sorry you got married and you got to pay all that money.
Fast X coming up.
Fast X money gonna come through.
You be good.
I've also this shit made me think. I'm like, yo, this is what makes me terrified to get married.
Having to pay $237,000.
It's just like,
what was I like that that guy from Dubai, where his mama has all his money.
Word.
Yeah, but we're not in Dubai, so they the America finds a way.
You can do that here.
You can put all.
You got to put everything under your mom.
Yeah, except your paycheck.
You just ask your mom, can I get my money? That's it.
I'm not living like that, buddy. I don't know what you're talking. I'm not living like that. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not living like that. I am no, because like I'm not wealthy enough to get a prenup.
You know what?
I'm not of that wealth to get a prenup. Like there's no way I'm getting that off. Well, maybe I'll get the, I'm 30 now. Hey, maybe in the next 5 years, who knows what's gonna happen, right? If I get to the point where I'm making like $350,000 a year, I think I'm prenup worthy. But I'm not at a point where I'm able to get a prenup. If I want to get married within the next 2-3 years. I don't know. Who knows what'll happen? Maybe we strike gold here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I get married and divorced quickly. Half this shit is hers. So.
That's crazy. You're
gonna be working for her.
That's wild, bro. That whole concept
that's
is
nuts.
Just insane, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's like, nuts.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I know people that back home they are married, but like it's not like. Not like in the States. Like, I'm not saying everyone's poor in Mexico, but like, they don't have to really worry about all the like, oh, I'm taking half type shit.
Which is insane. that's why people really,
yeah, they'll just kill you over
it
there.
It goes back to that too. I mean, it goes back to like
that.
Like people are happier in the places. Well, people say that. I don't agree with this because I feel like that's full, they're full of shit sometimes. Uh-huh. But it says people are happier with less. But it's only, I think that only applies when you're around less.
Yes. Yes.
Like you, I can't be happy and poor in America because that's not conducive to
it's
living
not
a life.
Work out.
What you consider poor there, they you can probably still live. You can feed your family. You can have water. Because the poor people there are not happy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But just the concept of like, damn, like, I got married. I love shorty. I hate shorty now. I got to give it up. Half.
That shit is terrible.
That cake, half. That suit, half.
Because,
that
like.
That pillow, half.
Literally, and it's not even like, you could be with the least petty woman. She doesn't have to be petty. She doesn't have to be a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
None of those things have to apply. It's just like, I'm leaving with something.
Which is
And I've heard the nicest women say this. Like, the nicest of women. I'm telling you, like, the girl, the sweet. She's like, yeah, I know. But, like, if it's over, I'm leaving with something. I'm like, what you mean?
Crazy.
I'm leaving with something. Like, that's what it is. I'm leaving with something. Wow. And I'm talking about, if you have a child, the child should be taken care of by any means necessary.
100%.
I don't want, that's, you know, cool. And
you're a horrible human being if you're not taking care of your child.
But let's take the idea of not taking care of your child at all. Just the idea, like, all right, you know what? Like, if that's where it's going to stretch you thin, it's your kid, whatever a judge acts for, whatever, you got to deal with it. But me, just kind of funding your lifestyle when it's not our lifestyle anymore. Let me tread lightly here because you have to maintain the lifestyle of your baby mom and your kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people, are getting married later in life because you want to make sure you're very secure. Unfortunately, maybe not for love, just in case it doesn't work out. I still afford this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be, like, super secure in who you are in case this doesn't work out because shit happens. And then you got to be able to afford my lifestyle as a bachelor and yours with my child.
That's why a lot of people...
It's a lot.
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of people don't get divorced, too, because that shit's expensive.
That's the sole reason... So couples don't get divorced.
Might as well just
that's a lot of reasons why older couples are still together. Older couples, you see, they don't really talk to each other. They
just married but separated.
Like roommates.
No, they're just roommates. This is better for us business wise. We do what I gotta do and that's it. Because
just so expensive.
Listen, divorce is expensive. Yeah. Nigga, breaking up is expensive. Like the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even I was having this conversation with a friend of mine and he was just like, you know, him and his girl just broke up, and he was just like, you know, like, even that, it's so emotionally expensive. Because, like, then there's the phase where we're still trying to maybe figure it out a little bit. And then there's the phase of, oh, I might have did something I shouldn't have did, and now she wants her get back, and, like, she's making it a thing. And, like, it's just so much going on. Because it's just not a natural clean break.
No, it's not like, yeah, next day, with that, like, move on type shit. It lingers.
But usually when you're in that position, somebody already moved on first.
Yeah,
in your
usually,
mind.
I mean...
I
heard the whole, like, whoever moved on first wasn't really fully in it or shit like that.
I mean,
I don't think it's moved on first. I think it's easier for one to let go of the situation than the other person. Because not even necessarily moved on first, but maybe has moved further than... For the situation.
There's usually a moment of someone's checked out more.
Yeah.
I'm checked out. So it seems easier. Because you're still, you know, you lose a relationship, you grieve it. But, you know, usually someone is checked out. Usually, I'm not saying this always happens, but it's never a surprise. A surprise, oh, shit, I did this or you did this or this not working. Like, something not naturally leads up to it.
There was a factor in it.
And someone's usually, when anything has a lead up, someone's more checked out. That's just like the natural order of human nature.
Things, yeah.
You know, somebody's a little bit more checked out.
Well,
so
if a girl that's leaving, they say she usually checked out the way before. Like, she actually leaves.
You said if a girl leaves?
usually people say, like, when a girl leaves a relationship, like, she's checked out first. Because she's, like, checked out before she already actually left.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think that men usually don't break up with women that often. I think that with... That's what I always say. Like, you see, like... This is what I always say. They'll say, like, men cheat because they just don't want...
They don't want to
leave. Because men don't break up with girls.
Yeah.
Like, men just don't break up with a girl. Like, they'll just cheat. And women definitely... If that wasn't the case...
Women
would just break up with... But that women, like... When both of y'all are... Women are usually fed up because it's either cheating or you change your behavior because you're over it. And you seem checked out. Like, men be checked out, but we just don't act on it. Because we're stupid men.
Idiots.
But, yeah, men, we're usually... I feel like we're definitely more checked out because we usually push a woman to leave, to be honest. They just don't wake... They usually don't. I don't... You know what I mean? I feel like at this age, they usually don't pick up and take their bag and go home. It's usually it's a slow burn process. It seems like for the most part.
And that shit burn. Like it's really like you feel that shit drag out.
When what?
Like in that slow burn process.
When she's ready to leave?
No, like when you're like trying to push her. If you're trying to push her away and then usually at this age.
Yeah, at this age, nobody breaks up with anybody. We work ourselves into resentment until you separate. Until somebody can't take it anymore. Or somebody makes a mistake, or somebody gets caught up, or somebody...
Yeah, it's not like it's like 22 anymore, 23.
Well, yeah, we can make a clean break, and you might still be friends with that person. Like, I might still... That's whatever, man. Yeah, shit happens.
Motherfuckers are too old now.
At this age, it's too much invested.
Yeah.
It's too much invested, so everything is personal now. Everything is personal now.
So, that's a fact.
Yeah, you never get a... That sucks. That's shit like this. I'm like, damn, bro. To marry somebody is a lot. That shit's a lot.
You really got to know that person.
No, you don't. You just got to...
Sometimes you don't.
Nigga.
Oh, no, yeah. Damn, fuck.
Bro, you don't know... Listen, man.
People say you don't even know your partner until you live with them. And some people don't be living with their partner until they, like, already, like, trying to get married sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like... Which is crazy.
But I wouldn't advise... This is where I got the question of, like, liking versus loving your partner.
Uh-huh.
I saw a tweet. Somebody posted a picture of them and a person getting an apartment together.
Wasn't that little fucking heart with the key?
Yeah, I think so. That stupid-ass picture. But that gave me a lot of questions because I saw, like, people tweet, oh, like, what has to happen before you get to this point? And somebody was like, making sure you like the person you're with. Because liking and loving your partner are two completely different fucking things.
Yeah, I can't.
Those concepts are so different. Because there's plenty of people I love in this world that I fucking hate. There's people I love that I'll never speak to again.
There's even a difference between loving your partner and being in love with your partner. Those are two different
things. I mean, that's...
No, but I don't think...
I learned that shit like 13. Okay?
Yeah, no, but you'd be surprised at how many people don't know that there's a blurred line between both of those two.
Being in love with their partner and loving their partner?
Yeah, there's two different things.
Yeah.
Like, do you be surprised at how many people are unaware that those are two different things?
They just love their partner, but not in love.
They think them loving their partner is being in love when that's not what it is.
Yeah.
No, because you can have love for someone and not be in love. You know, that's a idle thing. But I think that if you're in love, you still got to like the person you're with, right? And I say that because, like, to live with somebody, you got to be able to deal with all their personality quirks. You got to be able to deal with the little things.
I don't
things
think I agree with that.
Just listen, bro.
I don't think you have... I'm saying to response to what he said. Mm-hmm. I don't... Like, if you... I think you could be in love with someone and still not like them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. So I agree with that.
No, I'm saying, like, you can... Yeah, you can be in love with somebody and not necessarily like... Like, for example, I was reading something, and they were saying, like, when you live with somebody, the toughest thing to accommodate is schedule, right? Let's say I'm an early person, and the person you're with is not an early person.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they get to you, because let's say, especially they say with COVID and remote work, that's where this conversation came from.
Gotcha.
By the time, let's say you work at, you get up at 6 a.m., you probably had your coffee, you went for a run, you did all this, you're probably in your fourth meeting by now.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time that person gets up, you've already been most of, you already had most of your day, so your personality is already in your midday personality as opposed to, let's say, your morning personality. And that person's personality, if they're not a morning person or they're grouchy, so then y'all already conflict in the minute. The first thing you guys see or first time y'all speak to each other, you're now at odds. So I'm saying, like, little things like that are what's in factoring in with somebody that you can be with for a long period of time. Make sure you can deal with that, or you like that version later. You got to, hey, I don't care if she sleeps late. That means I get this time to myself. And you got to be able to be excited to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? It's so different in that concept of, like, liking and love, like liking the terrible thing, not terrible things, but liking the things that aren't like you with your person. That's how you know. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be in love with somebody and fucking hate their personality.
I think that's where also compatibility plays a part.
Yeah, like, last girl, what the fuck? This was awful. it was literally, I was like, it's fucking terrible. But yeah, like, that's just what it is. Like,
it's crazy.
I mean, it's the truth. Like, hey, it knows even now. Like, she don't listen, I hope. If you do, I'm sorry. That was petty. But I'm saying, like, yo, like, that's just, it is what it is. Like, you can know, I really don't like you as a person, but I'm in love with you. So we deal with it until we can't deal with it no more. Deal with it until you just can't deal with it no more.
Because eventually it's going to get to a point where it's like, it's just not like bearable.
Yeah, it's unbearable. Yeah, where it's like, damn. Like,
yo, I fucking hate you.
Like, I'm in love with you, but like, you are just awful.
But that's when you find out, really, this, like I said, it's when you find out if you can really be with someone, when you like start living together and stuff like that.
I'm not with the living together until we're at least engaged.
I feel like
I'd rather break off an engagement than have to suffer before the period.
That's a lot, bro. I'd rather get a door.
You're not with the living until you're engaged?
At least I'm engaged, yeah, for sure.
I'll get a dog before I move in with a shorty.
Bro, please.
I don't know.
I hear you, but that's not an option here in this scenario.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that's like, just never.
I don't know.
If that was everyone's option, no, we'd all just have dogs.
I never really thought about it. Like, damn, bro, like, you really gotta like the person to move in with the person. Like and love.
Yeah, what you thought?
Both those things have to happen before you really jump into like your emotional.
But that's why you gotta have the test run when she gotta be at your crib all the time before y'all ever get a place together.
Y'all niggas got me fucked up. No, I mean, listen. I'd say
you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Because how you going to know how the living situation would be?
I mean,
without testing.
I don't know what all the time. What do you consider all the time?
What is all the time? Like the weekend?
That don't count. I mean, it counts, but like that's not as heavy. You need to have. If you don't,
like, why would you invite? Why would you invite heaviness? Because like you're already like inviting conflict by calling it heavy. Yeah,
because like
it shouldn't feel heavy. If it's gonna happen.
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. I'm saying like if you don't plan on living with your partner until at least y'all are engaged, how y'all supposed to even get engaged if you don't even know if y'all can live in the same space together 7 days a week?
I don't feel like love should ever be a test case. I feel like if that's what you want to do, if it's natural, like, yo, I just want this person around me all the time, cool, that's fine. If that means it's 5 days a week, if that means it's 6 days a week, if that means that doesn't matter.
So you don't agree with the consensus that you need to live with the partner first to see how things are different before engagement or marriage? Because that's what I'm saying. Like, people say you need to, like,
I mean, really, I can know that in 2 days, a week. You don't need to be here 7 days a week for me to know that.
Nah.
I'm not saying seven. I'm not saying two. But
it's just, nah, that's not how that works.
Like, I don't need.
You think the two days?
But
and a week, three days?
But who determines what's enough? Like, there's no metric to that. True. Like, there's no proven science or metric to that.
It can be different for everyone. I want to say
every single person that I know that live with their partner says that things are different once they live with their partner.
I mean, that's a fact. That's fine. Your metric still doesn't. That doesn't. There's no identifying fact to how that came about. Like, you can be with this person 6 days a week and still not know how it is to live with this person.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying is it could be you saying you have to be with this person all the time to know.
No, no, not be with them. I mean, like, have a living experience. Whether, say it's even a month. Not even live together for a month. You have your own crib. She stays here for a month straight type of thing. You know what I mean?
Fuck? So what the hell we got our own place for?
It's still your own place. But
no, it's not.
If you if you're leading up to being with this person for the rest of your life, then
yeah, but I'm saying, we but
get,
I'm saying,
I get that point.
You get what I'm saying?
No, but I'm saying we don't need a test lab to do that. If you're here 4 days a week or three, well, however,
I don't view it as a test lab. I view it as like this is like the progression.
But I don't think love is that logical. If love was that logical, we'd all have figured it out by now. If that was like such an easy concept, everybody would do it.
I don't think it's an easy concept, but I think it's a necessary concept.
It's a necessary concept
if you plan on spending the rest of your life with this person.
If you plan on, but I mean,
but how?
I was gonna say something. I'm not even gonna say it.
But how would that? How would that even determine? Right. So it's like, if she's here 4 days a week, and let's say the person is here a month straight, then nobody has room or space to breathe.
Do you think
that? Yeah.
Wait. So do you think that your partner staying with you 2 to 3 days of a week, like a weekend or something, is equivalent to you living with the person? Like do you believe those lifestyles are similar?
Of course not. But I also think somebody leaving, kicking it for a month does not equate that either. Like, I don't think either one of those things equate that simulation. Living with somebody is not only, remember, it's not only them just waking up and being in the crib and doing this and doing that. Y'all are now sharing shit.
Yeah.
And you're sharing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in that month, you can't share everything. It's impossible. You guys aren't sharing rent. You guys aren't sharing rent. You guys aren't sharing groceries. You guys are not sharing bank account. None of those things are happening. You guys don't have to have these certain conversations. So it's not a simulation.
Well, everybody's different in the sense of like maybe the male in the relationship don't want to split rent. Some people.
I'm just giving an example.
And I'm not saying that only has to happen for a month.
In all those existential, there's so many other factors that will never be able to simulate that, no matter how long the person just kicks it in your crib. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's too many factors to simulate living with somebody other than living with the person, like, in actuality. Yeah. And even the idea of, like, living with somebody, there's a lot of power in two names on a lease. There's just a lot of power in that. It's not just, I'm here, you here. If it was that easy, bro, people would, there's reason people be together 20 years. I'll give my therapist an example. She'd been with her man 20 years, never got married for shit like that.
I agree. That's why I think it's crazier that you wouldn't live with your partner until you're engaged.
I mean, I think that's something that I don't. If we're engaged, let's say we have 2-3 years in this relationship, and let's say you're here 4 or 5 days a week because we want to be around each other. That's what we do. But I'm not being like, yo, kick it for a month so we can figure it out. I don't think that works. I don't think that works. I don't think you can. I think if you're gonna break up, that doesn't simulate us actually living together in a house. That doesn't simulate us having to budget our lives to buy something. Like, it doesn't simulate that, because all those things are a factor in living together. Ain't just us waking up, eating breakfast, doing it.
Your routines are joined. Like, your routines are together.
And even on top of that, right? I don't even think that you might get the person's full routine in that month. You might not. I might just adjust it to you.
I wasn't limiting it to a month. No. I was just using an example.
Let's say 2 months. Like, let's say it's 2-3 months. As a man, I'm naturally going to adapt my. It's like, okay, I'll give you. It's like going out with your girl. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go out the way you go out. You have to adjust to her every time she's with you.
Of course.
So in that month or two, I'm going to have to adjust my routine to adapt to you to make sure you're comfortable, especially if it's my crib. No matter how I can try to formalize my mind, and at some point, it may hit me that my routine's not. I can't get in my natural bag, and then maybe I'll snap. And then you think you can't live with the person? No, y'all just haven't figured it out, or haven't had. That's what I'm saying. So you can't, because you can't simulate that.
Yeah.
You can't simulate a long-term relationship. There's nothing you can do. You can't simulate a friend. My thing is, you can't. You can't simulate forever.
Yeah, because I don't view it as a simulation. I view it as a stepping stone to what it's about to be.
But it. I don't know. I would
because
have
I feel to, like if you're doing that, that's what the goal is.
Of course. I mean,
I don't know how often. I would have to see how often that really works.
Yeah, I feel like if you're in a relationship, that is the end goal. I mean, if you're just in a relationship because you just want to be in a relationship.
Because you're not going to be in a relationship for two, three, four years.
Mm-hmm.
And then what decides, well, in his specific example, is like the engagement is what leads to the living together.
I mean, yeah, to me, we've decided to commit to each other for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So now, no matter what happens when we decide to get in this place together, I know that we're going to be willing to fight for this.
Of course.
I'm not, like, when we're boyfriend and girlfriend, we can walk away.
Yeah, because there's no relationship.
It's just that nobody's involved.
Yeah.
Like, we can walk away. We're not tied to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We break up in engagement. It's messy. our families are involved. We're thinking about having, like, there's so much.
Shit, that's
like what's on, like, that's what, if there is no commitment to each other forever, why are we now putting ourselves through this rigorous test? Yeah. The test is now. You know what I'm saying? To know, like, yo, like, once we decide to make a commitment, like, it's like having a kid with somebody. Whatever that girl needs at that point in time, y'all got to figure it out. So to me, once when we're engaged, all right, we've decided that we want to spend the rest of our lives with each other. Okay, cool. So we could be in this house and fight all day. Ain't nobody leaving. We got to figure it out. And that gives you the test of, like, all right, like, how much can we just sustain?
Exactly,
I'm not doing that if I'm your boyfriend. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. There's going to be a point where I'm like, I'm out of here. Yeah. That's just what it is. That's John's personality. A girl knows it. Like, at a point, I'm like, all right, bro, I'm not arguing with you. When I'm in a position where I've now told my family, all my friends, that I'm going to marry this person, yeah, like, my mindset changes.
It's different.
Yeah. My mindset is completely different. Yo, I've made a commitment. I don't go back. And me, I'm not a person. I don't go back on my word. I don't. Shit like that changes how I act. I don't go back. So, all right, you know what? We're gonna figure this out. If we got to sleep in the bed mad, we don't talk for 2 days, but we in the house and we're working on fixing this thing. You know what I'm saying? With a boyfriend and a girlfriend, I don't think y'all are just as committed to fixing this thing. It's too susceptible, especially if it's like a 2-3 year relationship. I know y'all may think that's long. To me, that's not really a long time to know people or to, you know, I don't know.
Maybe. Stepping stone to a long time, but it's not much.
I mean, everybody's relationship is different.
Yeah, everyone gauges things differently. Yeah.
But, like,
what do you consider long, though? Like, long term?
I'd say five is long.
4 or 5 years. I'm with you for 5 years.
5 is long.
We in
bro.
This shit.
That's half a decade, bro. Like,
yeah, we in this. Like, don't get me wrong. 2-3 years, those feelings can be just as strong, I'm saying. But 5 years, went to me, it's like, all right,
bro,
like,
that's five holidays. That's five birthdays. That's five times you came through for mom's birthday or whatever. That's five.
I think of it as kids.
That's a lot.
If a kid's born, that 5 year old is such a grown kid to you now.
Yeah.
That it's to me, that's how kind of like the mind works. We've grown so much, and you've seen me through my peaks, my valleys, my highs, my lows. You watch me mature. You watch me be immature. That's why 5 years is my time. 2 years, 25 to 27, I'm not that different. I'm really not. Like 26 to 28, I don't think I'm that different. 28 to 30, yes, I am. But you got to go through some of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that different in certain stages of my life, so that's why I say, like, 5 years for me, I can 100% see why, you know, especially if you're getting older, if you're like 34 and you've been with somebody for a year and a half, I can see you want, yo, let's get married. Because y'all both kind of know what you want at that point. You know? Mm-hmm. And you have different interests now. Because if you're dating like a woman that's like 34, 35, she knows she wants kids. You know you want kids at that point in your life. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes we put pressure on ourselves at a certain point in lives. You think this might be the person that's going to do this or they're going to be different. We don't have to put that pressure on ourselves, you know? Because we got a lot of life to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God willing, you know what I'm saying? But also, too, I would say don't take the people in your life for granted because you never know which day is your last. But
of course.
Beyond all that, I'm saying that's why engagement is like, all right, once we decide to do this thing, if we going through it, we got to deal with it anyway. Like, niggas talking about, yeah, me and my girl broke up. Nigga, didn't you just give her a ring? What the fuck? That sounds like sick. that's a sick combo, bro, with your niggas. Like, yo, you, me and your girl broke up. How?
I thought love is blind just now.
Right, like, that's some sick ass shit.
How would you react if I told you, yo, I just broke up with Shorty and I just proposed to her?
I'd look at you like, nigga, go.
First, I'd ask you, got the ring back. That's the first important question.
Yeah, I'd have told your ass, go to your house and fix that shit.
Exactly. I mean, that's the real
go thing. Go fix it.
But you don't know what the cause of the breakup is.
It doesn't matter. When you're engaged, the first thing a man you got to go do is fix it.
Because
unless she's hyper-fucking a nigga,
that's
the only thing that makes you not go home and fix it.
Hypothetically, why she got to be fucking a nigga, though?
No, that's because that's the only thing that would make that point, unless she punched you in your face or fucked some other nigga or she's into some other shit that I don't, and she's a secret racist and hates Mexicans. That's the only three things. If she hates Mexicans, is fucking another nigga, and what else I said?
I understand, the first thing I said,
and she's domestically abusing you, listen, go home. That's the first thing you call, go home. Unless she's like a milson abusing you. But I'd be like, my nigga, come on, she's here for real. And then go home. I'm going to tell you to go home. Go home before you go out and do something fucking stupid and make a fool out of yourself. Yeah. And then you're on the internet and now we got to do damage control. I had to tell you, go home. Go home. That's your girl, my nigga, take 3 weeks, take a month, go crazy, and get her back maybe if you want. I don't know.
But it's different.
But if that's your fiance, my nigga, go home.
Different. Yeah.
Go home. Go home and fix.
You already built up to the point where, yeah.
You niggas invested so much time. Yeah. You bought a ring. You niggas had an engagement party. You niggas put balloons out. You niggas had fire candles everywhere and all this other shit. And now, no. We're not just, I'm not just taking that. No. Go home. Yeah. Go home and fix it.
You'd be surprised what happens, man.
Like I said, there's only those are only three things.
That's You'd be surprised how frequent those happen, rather.
Well, of course. I mean, because we're in a time where divorce is easy and breakups is easy. But my natural reaction is go home. Go home. Go home, fix it. If how bad is it? Fix it. All right, cool. But yeah, that's why engagement. Once we get to that point, I'm gonna give more. I'm gonna give a very, very valiant effort to fix it.
I think I would too.
If we're just
like my parents are married, but they're separated. They
I mean, that's how niggas get at this age.
But, like I don't. It's just too messy and shit. Too expensive. Fuck all that.
Yeah, literally. That's probably fuck all that.
You.
What?
Like you?
That nigga Derek said she gotta live with him for a month straight. Nigga, I would go fucking insane in this house.
I would see his point
in this house. I would rip my fucking eyes out. Are you crazy? Look how big this shit is. You know, I would. What the fuck?
It's a test, but I don't know about a month. I don't know about a month straight. Like the weekends, yeah, maybe or like.
When do you
when do you get time to yourself?
No, that falls back to your personality and like how you are as a person.
Like, I like my
because I can see why someone like John can't do that. John think going to the movies by himself is regular.
I mean,
I'm gonna go to movies myself tomorrow.
Out of a month, probably like half or like I don't know. But like,
listen, I believe for like if I'm with a girl, a partner, and before because like you said, when two names are on a lease, that's a big deal. So before I get to that point, I need to be able to know we can coexist together in a living habitat.
Well, what if she's like she's everything you want, but that's just not how she wants to get to that point? You're gonna let that go because she doesn't meet you there?
No, that's different though. If she doesn't want,
it's a new question.
If she doesn't want to do that, because that's a different question. Right. You know, you could work through that. You could have a conversation.
Would that affect your long term view of this girl?
I don't think it would affect the long term view because it's like.
Maybe it was just too rushed. Maybe.
I'm assuming it's not a rush relationship if you're actually live with you for a month.
Maybe she took it too rushed, and you probably thinking, okay, maybe.
What if she's like me? She just likes her space.
I respect.
Like she just I know a lot of girls like that, bro. Yeah, they just like that. They like their space. They like their fucking bathroom. They like their clock. They like their own shit. They like to watch their shows when they want to watch it. There's a lot of little shit. At this age, I'm not ready to give up.
So if they like their own bathroom and they like their own not their own space in terms of just like actual space, but like their own bathroom, their own closet, X, Y, and Z, then maybe living together is not the move if you're not financially set to do so to provide that space for her. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying but that wouldn't just because we're not financially set does not mean we can't get there at certain point.
No, I agree.
So I'm saying that's what I'm saying. The month thing it wouldn't work because you're like, yo, bro, I like my space.
You're also not just doing that after being with someone for a couple months. Like that's like I feel like it's a process. It's like stepping stones. The same way I feel like it's stepping stones. If you're with someone for 3-4 years, and you see spending the rest of your life with this person, before y'all live together, y'all see how it is when y'all.
Together.
Cohabitat.
Yeah, but my beginning point was I think you can gauge that without that step. You can gauge that without living together for a month.
I feel like that's all case by case scenario. Yeah. It's different with everybody.
And you said that's impossible. You can't gauge.
I don't think it's impossible.
No, I'm talking about you personally. You think
me?
It's a necessity.
Me, myself, before I put my name on a lease with another individual, I would like to see if we can live together before that. Because once you put a name on a lease, that is a big deal. I know people who have put their names on leases together that have broken up and now they're miserable living in the same space. I don't want to be one of those people.
I'm breaking a lease.
You see, but you are. Not everyone else.
Come out of here, buddy.
but that's what I'm saying. Case by case is different.
That's also saying, like, that's like, okay, I'm going to walk in the street and get hit by. Like, everything's a risk. Like that, my thing is, there is no prevention to anything happening anyway. Like my thing is, like, you can do that for a month and y'all can still break up. Yeah. And it can still not work.
For sure.
So my thing is, like.
But would you rather that than.
It all gets me to the same result. So it wouldn't matter. All of it ends up the same.
I don't think so. Because I would rather that than living with the person and that happens. With both our names on the lease. And now one of us got to break this lease.
But,
or one of us got to move out. Because then it becomes expensive.
So do you believe your thought process is foolproof?
I don't think it's foolproof.
It's not foolproof.
It's not foolproof.
It's just
it's precautionary.
Yeah.
But you can't precautionary relationship. Yeah.
How he said it.
You can't.
That's why I said it's circumstantial. It's circumstantial. It's all circumstantial.
You can't precautionary emotions. That doesn't. If that was a month, bro, if that was the case, people would.
Y'all keep on limiting it to a month because I said a month, but I'm not limiting it to a month. Say it's a year. Okay. Let's move the month to a year.
That's even worse. That's even the month is kind of gauging towards your way because you don't need the short period of time to really know. That was kind of my point. The year before we decide to take this leap, I mean, I think if y'all had that problem, y'all break up way before that anyway. If y'all did, like, y'all, this ends anyway. Like, if you're telling me you need a year, and let's say the one side of the argument is you don't know if it's going to work. If you don't know it's going to work that year, you're going to know that. You're going to already know that. I don't think it's going to take that long. And within the year, in between that time, you're going to know if you want to take that.
I don't know if you want to take that leap. It's let's see if it works. Those are two different things. Now, I don't think, because when you say that already, I don't know if it's going to work, it has a negative connotation to it, and you're predetermining it's not going to work. The point is not to see if it doesn't work.
I'm talking about in between your year. Let's say you use your year as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, let's say, 5 months in.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll know before the year's up anyway. I don't think, like, you needing the 12 months to know if we're going to live together forever. I think you will.
Yeah, and then at the 5 month mark, you can make a clean break instead of both of y'all name being on a lease and y'all are both now living together.
I'm talking about the idea if it works.
Yeah, but that goes back to my point that you have to see if it works before y'all both put a name on a lease and live together before it don't work out when y'all choose to put y'all names on this lease.
My thing was, no matter what time period you're saying, all of it goes left or right. It just has to be. I'm talking about. So when you say
it all goes left or right, but it's just one is less expensive and less. Hard to deal with than the other. Because like you're saying, you could make the clean break and just break the lease. Cool. Not everyone could do that. Not everyone's financially stable to do that.
I think you're taking that, and that's not the point. That's not the point I'm making. My point that I'm making is the concept.
That's the point I'm making, though.
Well, that's okay. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Let me make my point clear. The time in love and in relationships, rationality tends to be minimal. Tends to be very. Love is not a rational thing. I do not think that there is a certain amount of time that you can determine when it's time to take that step. I think you taking something, you saying, hey, I need to know, me being with you for a month will help me know. I think that's a personal personality trait.
Circumstantial.
I don't think that is a stepping stone for a lot of relationships, to be honest with you. I think that. Like, I choose myself. I don't need 3 to 4 days, and let's say we've been together 2 years. Well, those 3 to 4 days we spend together, I pick up on your routine. I pick up on what you're doing. I don't need you here every day for a month for me to pick up on your routines, your habits, the things you're doing, and you know.
I think you think the same things are consistent. Like those same routines are the same routines when y'all live together.
And absolutely not. Because and that's the change. Because you put on your best.
Because now what happens now? You say once we're engaged. Or once we get engaged, then we live together. So now, say you engaged to this person after 5 years. Yep. Now y'all live together. But then once you live with this person, you see it is not working out because cannot cohabitate in a living space.
But we do when we're here together.
Those are two different things. That goes back to what I'm saying. 2 to 3 days is not the same as living with the person.
So what are the?
That's why every couple that moves in together says life is different when you live with the person.
But it's going to be different no matter what. That's my thing. No matter what you do, like,
that goes back to what I said. The safer option is
your month is not safer. That's my point. Doesn't make anything safer.
I think it's safer than both of our naming on a lease.
Because even with your month let's say for example, you just put your name on a lease. Let's say, hey, you're the man. You're taking care of everything. You're paying for everything. Mm. The month doesn't change anything because I could put on my best version of myself for a month.
And that's why I said change the month to a year.
For a year. The first year you usually date a person, they still don't know who you are.
I'm also not just doing this in the first year of a relationship.
I mean, you give me the time. you're giving me the month.
You be with someone for 3 or 4 years. And then you say, well, let's try and take this next step and see if we can live together. So when you do that, you have her move in, or you can move in. Either
and
or.
My thing is,
because it's not just the man. It could be either or.
My thing is, if I'm with you for 3 or 4 years, I would be at a point where if I'm going to live with you, that means there are implications of us taking a next step that I'm not going to leave, even if something doesn't work out in this living situation. We're going to try to figure this out. That's my point.
Yes. That's John, though. Which I understand.
I'm speaking on the side.
Which I understand. I'm speaking on the side of,
hey, once we decide to take a certain step and a leap, there isn't really just a, I'm going to leave when things get tough. Yeah, it don't work like that. That's my point.
And I can understand that too. Yeah.
I'm not finna just, you know what? I don't like that you leave toothpaste on the fucking the ground and I'm out of here. Like,
yeah, yeah, no. I agree with that.
I'm dealing with that because we decide to live together or get
that's what you sign up for. Yeah, I agree. But I'm just saying, I think you think it's a larger demographic that is like that than it really is. Because that goes back to what I said.
I think a lot of people
always say once you move in with a partner, things change.
I 100% think that the demographic...
Every person that I know that's moved in with a partner has said things have changed.
I mean that, but we're not debating that. No one is debating. We know things change. But my thing is, whether you do your cohabitation thing for a month or you do it for a year, things are going to change no matter what.
Oh yeah.
That's the point. Like my thing is, whether you're that's why I keep calling it like a test lab. Your test that you're doing, no matter how long, what test you do, it's still going to change. That's my point. No matter what you do, you're never going to. There's going to be something that happens that you do not expect, and that's why I kept saying there's so many outlying factors. You get arrested tomorrow. And now y'all find that you can't predict it. There's nothing you can do.
And that's why I said I would rather, go through that, so to speak, test than have both of our names on a lease. And now we both living together, separated and miserable. Because that happens.
We're very much clear on that.
But
concept.
That's what I'm speaking to.
Yeah.
You're speaking to something else. I'm speaking to exactly. That's what has been my whole point.
Everything you're saying, I've responded to. That's what I'm saying. Every aspect of it, I've responded directly to why.
But your thing is pretty much premature to his thing.
You're trying to prevent what can happen anyway.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
It's literally the concept of marriage and divorce. There's people that are married for 20 years and get divorced that may have been lived together and had kids and all this stuff. Yeah. There's no prevention. Nobody predicted that. You can't prevent what's going to happen anyway. Like, your prevention plan does, and I think that harms relationships more than when you're trying to prevent what's going to happen no matter what. I think you're putting too much pressure on something that's still relatively, whether it be, I don't know, whatever time frame you put on it, whether it be a year, you put a month, a year, there's too much pressure on the people to have to make a decision, on the people you're with to have to make a decision, maybe before they're ready. You guys have to come to a mutual decision to want to take that leap, as opposed to, hey, I have these rules and regulations that I need to enforce because this is what I need. And the person could be like, hey, I'm not ready or in the place to do that. That doesn't mean I don't love you. That doesn't mean I don't want to get there eventually. I'm just not there. And instead, it's like, kind of like you're just trying to play being precautious, thinking that's going to prevent two names on a lease. If that's going to happen, it's going to happen no matter what. Because a person can fuck you over 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. No, there's no month. There's no year. That shit can happen no matter what. That's my point.
You are correct. And I would still rather do all of that than live in the house with someone and be miserable because it didn't work out.
Because I was precautious. That doesn't prevent it from not working out.
It does, because before it gets to that point, is at my point, which is what he's saying. Before it gets to your point of we're locked in, we're doing the whole, so to speak, test lab thing you're saying.
I'm lost now. What is he saying that you're saying that's preventing any of the end result?
No, like his. So pretty much your thing is where you're in it for like the long run, 100%. Like y'all been together.
Everyone's in it for the long run. That's constant.
My thing is, it seems like you just have rules for you to get there. Correct.
I don't want to say their rules.
I mean, whatever you want to call it, stipulations. Everyone has a list of stipulations that they want to do before they get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a stipulation, rule, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Before I move in with you, I want to live with you for a month to prevent me getting in a situation where, hey, I might not like you later, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, month, year, X amount of time. Doesn't have to be a specific.
Whatever
time
you pick.
Doesn't have to be a specific.
Pick whatever time you pick. Year, 2 years, a year. Is that fine? A year?
Yeah.
So you saying, hey, I have to live with you in my space for a year, but keep your space. Like, how does that work?
It could be either. It could be vice versa. It could be either or space. I'm not saying it has. That's why I said earlier too. It doesn't have to be just my space and you're living in my space. It could be her space. Whatever the conversation, because the conversation is going to be had before.
But I feel like you're not understanding the strain that puts on not only you or the other person whoever has to leave their space to accommodate your rule. That's kind of like insensitive a little bit.
I don't think so.
But I mean, it has to come down to a mutual agreement. But it puts pressure on the relationship.
That's what I'm saying. It puts mad pressure on the relationship.
It's a catch 22. It's half and half.
It is. That's what I'm saying. It is.
It's putting pressure on the relationship, but it's a test of whether or not are we in it for the long. Well, I mean, obviously you're in it.
But
for the long
that's run, but your test. What if that person doesn't need that test to know that?
Then y'all shouldn't be together because they don't have to agree to that stipulation.
And there you go.
Which is why I said it's a conversation.
Kinda,
that's fine.
But then that's kind of not immature, but that's selfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's selfish.
It may be, but everyone can be selfish to their own degree for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone
has. Not when you're in a relationship. Doesn't work like that. That's where you can be selfish to a degree for sure. But when you're trying to be with a partner, you have to accommodate each other. It doesn't work like that. Everybody can be selfish to whatever point until you're in.
So if your girl wanted to stay with you 7 days a week, you would be okay with it?
No.
And that's selfish to you, no?
No, we would talk about it, and I would say, hey,
that's not what you like.
No, that's selfish to you. That's not what I would say. Let me tell you what I would say. I would say, hey, this is uncomfortable for me because I really enjoy my space. And then we would find a compromise. Is it 5 days? Is it four? Is it like we would find a day? If you can't give me a day to myself, then yes, the relationship has to. We would have to have a conversation about what. Where
no, but
the
in my situation,
going.
She wants seven. She wants seven because she wants to spend the time with you.
And the relationship would not work in that manner. But also, to the point. The overall point was this girl has her own space. And now we're paying two rent, or she's paying her rent, or you're paying your rent, however it is. Uh-huh. And now you're putting pressure on me to make a decision
to come through
all the time because you need this stipulation or rule to make you feel, I don't know, secure in us living together going forward. I wouldn't need that. If that was her stipulation that, hey, I need this to feel secure that we can live together. No, hey, honey, however the reassurance works, I don't need that. We would find a way to figure out whatever reassurance you need, however we need to figure it out. I would do whatever I can to reassure you that this is not what we need to know that we're going to live together for an extended period of time. That's the difference in the conversation we're having. What I'm saying, the selfishness is you're talking about someone that has carved out their time to create their own space, and you're saying, hey, well, I need this for this to work for me in the future. What if that person doesn't necessarily need that? So that's where it's self-serving in the conversation. That's what I'm saying.
And understand that. And then,
that's where it's self-serving.
And then you decide whether you want to do that or not. Same way you want to compromise.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
But it's like,
but my overall point before that I was saying was, I still don't think that point gets to your, that doesn't fix your end goal. The end goal can be, hey, you can do this. We'll go back to the year. You can do this for a year. And what if it still goes left? Do you now change your stipulation?
I feel more comfortable knowing that I spent a year with this person in our space, whichever space this is, mm-hmm. knowing that moving forward, I can do this for X amount of years. Because I've seen personally enough relationships move in together and be miserable and stuck.
And I understand that. And in 2022 or 2023, at our age, we're going to see more relationships fail. That's the natural order of life. I understand that. But basing your rule or stipulation about what you want in your personal life going forward off of a bunch of shit that fails, then we would have no podcast. And you know what I'm saying? Like, then we would have no business. Then we have no job. Like, if that's how you function, you're going to base everything off what you think, what rules are to fail, then you're going to go through a lot of life doing shit like that, and you're never going to take a leap.
I don't think that's the same thing.
I mean, I understand that, but that's what it is.
I don't think so.
I mean, I hear you, but I'm telling you, if I listen to everybody that told me this ain't going to work and this ain't going to do it, we would not be sitting here.
No, it's not listening to that. It's literally seeing two people.
I've seen more podcasts fail than work. If we were just
because I also because it's all circumstantial because it goes to the same place. Like I said, if your girl want to come here 7 days a week, what if she? If you said no, you want to you talking about compromise? There's no compromise. That's what she wants. That's it.
I mean, if your partner's not willing to compromise, which you said you're not willing to compromise, it's not going to work. But that was never an argument.
No, but I asked you the same way I asked you when you said go back to the selfish thing. I said if your partner wants to stay here 7 days a week,
I said it's self-serving.
Okay, even self-serving.
Those are two.
She wants to spend. You said it was selfish first, and then you said self-serving.
I mean, let's take both words. That's fine. If she wants to come, if she feels like she needs to be here, sleep here 7 days a week, and she does, and she has her own space, I would say, hey, I need a day to myself. If you feel like you want to be in the house 7 days a week, hey, maybe I can go stay at my mom's for a day. I need space. I need time to myself. Any for me, it sounds, if it's based in, it sounds like reassurance because you're saying it's based in me knowing I can be with you for an extended period of time. If that's the case, then we are just not the people for each other. Because I don't want that type of, I don't want that. I don't want you to feel like you have to be here 7 days a week to prove something to me. That's not, that doesn't work for me. I don't need you to prove, that doesn't, like I said, for me, it doesn't prove that we can live together. You being here 7 days a week proves nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. Me going on vacation for you for a week does not prove anything to me. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't prove that this is going to work. I come from parents I don't get, like, that don't prove nothing.
Like I said, it's all circumstantial. So everyone has, it's all different beliefs. That's what I'm saying. It's all different beliefs. 100%. So it's not an argument.
No, I'm not. My main point, I don't know how we even moved here. My main point was that even to your example, I don't think that ends up preventing what the inevitable can or cannot be. That was the entire point.
And I don't agree with that.
Okay. And I mean, that's fine. I hear you.
Both of y'all points.
I don't really.
It's tricky. I can't front.
A month, a year. Because
you want to go through that test phase, but it's like it puts the pressure on the person. Like maybe they're not ready.
Well, imagine being with someone for 4 or 5 years and then y'all live together and then you just, grant, you don't do the whole test shit. You go, because this is what's the long term. For both situations, they're both long term. That's what the goal 100%. Is.
That's the goal,
but
yes.
Then you get together and then this is your first time having a living experience.
So what would be a living experience that would make you so upset after 4 or 5 years that you would not want to be with this person?
I can't speak to that because I've never done it, but every person that I know
who has lived with. But if you have this rule and stipulation, it would have to be something that would trigger you to make you want to.
No, see if this person is the same weight. See if this person operates, not operates because things are different. There's different routines and stuff like that. See if there's any, what if there's some, say, like hygienic situation. Like, there's a whole bunch of different things.
And if I'm with you for 4 or 5 years, no one hygienic situation is going to make me leave. That's my point.
But that's you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
if you're talking about something long term, Derek, you're going to have to deal with that. There's no, like, if you're bringing up a hygiene situation, right? Let's say, like.
And I'm still talking about still experience that before y'all live together with both y'all names on a lease.
My point was that if you, let's say you go back to your year example, a year, that person can hide that shit for you an entire year.
Yes, they can. But at least I can have the availability to possibly see so. Like, you're just looking at your point like, is that it?
I'm not. That's like not it, what I'm doing.
But you are.
I've given you the time. I've given you all the time to give whatever example you need.
But in your situation, it's always pivoted to this person can lie for a year. Yes, they can. But I am still comfortable knowing if I live with this person for a year, if I can cohabitate with this person for 12 months, I'm comfortable knowing I can probably do this for 20 more years.
My question stays the same. Do you change your stipulation if that doesn't work?
Yes,
do you now? I'm asking. Do you now change every time? Let's say you do it one time. You do it for the year because that was the time you picked. You do it for the year and you're like, oh well, you know this didn't. You know what? I found out.
Because what happens if I try and live with this person for a year and I don't like it?
You're fucking miserable.
Yeah, like because I don't like it.
I think you would pick that up earlier.
You can't determine that.
And the same thing I said. You cannot determine within a year anything.
Yes. All these things are, yes, there's a multitude of possibilities of variations of how things could possibly go. Yes. But like I said, what if in this 1 year we choose to, you come live with me, I live with you, whatever the case is, and I say, you know what, I can't be with this person 7 days a week.
That's why I asked, hey, and even back to that, right? Even if you live with somebody and you guys are living with each other, you guys can find time for space 7 days a week.
I don't disagree with that either.
And also to the point of like, that's why I asked you, hey, what is something that would...
You said your routines change when you live together, right or wrong?
Yes.
You have to see how those routines change or how it works in that process. And that, like, you have to see those things instead of just head rushing in and living together, seeing how it is.
No one's rushing into a relationship. We can be together for 4 to 5 years. I think I would know my girl well enough to know that, hey, if I'm, like I said, if you have, let's use your hygiene example.
Hold on.
I'm not changing your, I'm sticking with your example. You said hygiene, right? Mm-hmm. If we're together for 4 to 5 years and we get engaged and we say, hey, now we're going to take the leap to live together. Mm-hmm. And you have a hygiene issue. I am now going to have to work through that because I made a commitment. That was my entire point. The whole, yes, you can lie for 5 years. I hear you. But my thing is, the point is, once you make that commitment, that's why it's like, hey, we're here to fight.
You keep speaking from you. And I'm not speaking
no,
from
you.
You
just said to me.
No, but I'm saying, no, Derek, what you just said.
You're doing that spinning thing I did when y'all talking about punching niggas in the face in the club.
It's not.
Hold on, let me finish because you're about to do it again. You literally just tried to quote me and do whatever you do and go, you know, what if she lies for 5 years? I know that was a reference to what I said before. Yes. So my thing is, yes, Derek, all of that can be true. Just like you said, a multitude of possibilities. But my thing is, the point that I was making to you the entirety of this time, once again, is if you make a commitment for 4 to 5 years and there is a high, because you use the example of hygiene. I'm using your words, not mine. If there is an example of hygiene, right? Mm-hmm. That is something when you decide to make a commitment to somebody that you fight for. That's it. So that's why I'm saying your example of I'm trying to prevent this and let anyone leave. I'm saying, regardless, if you're in a long-term committed relationship, when you're in a long-term relationship, you fight for it. That's the whole entire point. You fight. When it's long-term, you fight. Simple. That's it. Just like if we have an issue, if I see you in the stream, we have an issue, and you decide, yo, it's fuck you already, we was never that cool. That's my point. If me and you get into an argument and it's fuck me already, we was never cool. Correct or no? Or you're going to fight? Exactly. If you and your sister get into an argument, is it fuck her, or you're going to fight? The same way you should feel about your partner. That's my point. If you and Joe get into an argument tomorrow, well, I don't like how this. If Joe's fucked up tomorrow, he gotta live with you. I don't like this nigga always leave the seat to fuck this nigga. Did you need to know that before? That's what I'm saying. Stop. Like, my thing is, bro, like, it's not that. Like, life ain't like that. That's unrealistic. If Joe is fucked up tomorrow.
But you think life is only how you view it?
Here we go.
I'm asking.
I gave you 7 examples just now, Derek. Come on, my nigga. I give you an example for your friends, your family. If Joe is fucked up tomorrow, you would leave him on the street because his hygiene is fucked up?
And like I said, going back to what I
give you a bunch of examples so we can take away from relationships.
Do you think I'm the only person who thinks that way?
What? I'm talking to you, nigga. I'm not, there's nobody else here but us.
It's circumstantial, because it's different.
I'm speaking to you, once again.
And this whole conversation has not been from just Derek. It's been from people.
Once we started directing it to your specific stipulation of the things you want, I asked you about
but
the rules in your life.
It's not just my specific. I'm not the only specific nigga in the world who thinks that.
But I'm asking you.
Which goes back to me knowing couples who live together who are fucking miserable because they're not couples no more. But their names are on the lease because they never thought they could not live.
And I responded to that. I said, Derek, but I'm asking you because once again, I said you basing what you think off of somebody else. I did say that. You basing what you think off of other people is not something I think is the wisest. One and two, that's when I started to speak to you about your rules, your stipulations, the things that you want. That's why I asked you about what you want. I asked you specifically, hey, what's
and I don't even agree with that take. Because I take what I take from seeing two people who've never lived together before choose to live together and put their name on a lease and then everything goes to shit. Me taking from that is that that's a possibility, which, yes, we already know that's a possibility. Would I not like to take the prevent cautionary task to do that? Yes, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about.
We would all love to prevent bad things from happening, Derek. I understand that concept.
Yes.
It's like you're repeating a very, very, I understand that. And that's why I said when I asked you specifically, your rules or stipulations, that's when I asked you something specifically, I'm speaking to you. When I ask you, hey, Derek, what do you think about this? I'm not speaking to anybody anymore. I say your name, I ask you a question, and I expect you to speak from you. I don't expect you to speak from niggas I don't know. That's a conversationalist. When I'm having a conversation with you, I don't expect you to tell me about 10 other niggas that I don't know. I'm asking you, and I'm telling you, as a friend of yours, hey, I think this may be a problem if you continue to think this way, because this can cause a lot of strife in your life, and that's why when you have conversations, you make things personal. Hey, if Dro's fucked up tomorrow and Dro needs to sleep on my couch, you know what I'm gonna do? Whatever Dro got going on, maybe he's fucked up. There's nothing that would make me kick him out. That's my difference. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Not the Dro thing, but the thing before that, thinking like that's a dangerous thought to have, or rather, that's not the best way to think. I don't agree with that.
I mean, listen, I can't make you think how you want to think, but my thing is, I put it back to a friendship situation because maybe relationships tend to get touchy on this podcast. So my thing is, hey, if Dro's fucked up tomorrow, I don't think you're kicking Dro out on the street, no matter what he does. Mm-hmm. And if I'm with somebody in a long-term relationship that I want to marry, there's not much you can do besides the three things I name that's going to make me get you out of here. That's my point. That's been the overall point.
I see both of your points.
I would hope, like I said, and if whether it be an argument, whether it be something small, whether it be something like us being that fickle with our mindset of any type of relationship, friendship, like us being that fickle is that's what's dangerous. That's what I think is dangerous.
Because we base it on all that.
All, a bunch of shit that probably don't even matter for real.
Because it's not bad to see those relationships. I get your point because it's not bad. Because honestly, I see relationships based off of my sisters. One was married, divorced, and one is married, happily together. So I see their relationships. I'm like, I don't want my shit to ever be like theirs because their shit is crazy. Sorry to air them out, but it's not bad to see how you see the you know those relationships.
You see how real life situations pan out. 100%. Yes. No, I'm saying yeah. Like that's it. See how real life situations pan out.
But I understand his point where it's like it's not healthy because then you already
you plant
a seed of like.
Repeating
it has to work.
Repeating the sins of failed relationships is not like that's like yo, all right, my parents never been together, pops was fucked up, all this other shit. So you know what? This is how I'm gonna run around.
Because you want a test, you want that test, but it's, then again, it's like it's.
I understand
may be, it may not be healthy.
Like Derek, your point of yes, real life things like apply to real life. I understand that, but my thing is, if you run around basing your thought process off of a bunch of real life situations that did not work,
but it's all
and hold on, and you don't see what works. How are you ever gonna find what works?
It's also different. It's also circumstantial because,
I don't understand it.
Because modern day right now, everything is so fickle and shit. As opposed to probably 10, 20, 30 years ago, you know that test that you're saying is probably the perfect normal test. But nowadays, we have so many fucking factors that changes every, alters people's mindsets and shit, like guys and girls. So, fuck, that's difficult. I see both of y'all points. 100%.
Relationships are difficult. Friendships are difficult. No, all of this shit is hard. All of it's hard.
You shouldn't base it on the negativity of what didn't happen.
That's
but
what
you do. But you can't ignore. But you can't ignore.
No one is saying because, to ignore no, that is. At all. Because like it's never who has said that?
You can't play too safe.
You make it seem like that's the driving point of the thought process, and it's not. And that's what you do in conversations.
I've responded
that's not,
to every
no, but
point
you just
said.
But you said you can't let that be the driving point for like everything. That's not what that
Derek,
is.
Derek, you just gave me a whole speech about real life. You just even made this comment to draw
yes.
like, yo, don't you see
yes.
real life
but
situation?
Yes.
So you brought. I'm responding to what you just said.
Yes, but that don't mean my whole. That doesn't mean every decision is based on the negative. That just means I take the negative into
I'm
account
responding to the
and then choose
thing,
to make
but
the smarter
the latest,
decision
that's the latest,
for myself.
That's the latest thing you just said. So what would you like to be responded to? You say something to Drew. I respond to that. So you want me to go all the way back? Derek, you said something just now to Drew.
Yes.
He's right here.
Yeah.
We're all here. It's on camera. Mm-hmm. Yo, you real life situations, right? They have to. Okay, cool.
And then what did you say about the negative right after that?
Because that's what you just said, Derek. No. Yeah,
bro.
And I said, yes, you cannot let negative situations impact your decision making. Yes, that's what I said. That's what you respond. That's what you.
Yes, and I don't agree with that because you need to take the negatives into account when you make a decision.
Of course you do. That
okay,
is
then. And that's what
life.
I just
that
fucking
is
said.
No, you just then you said, while you're making that the driving point of my argument, I said, no.
Because you just said it twice again.
Because you just asked me, Derek. What are you.
Yes. Because you're asking me
what
I'm saying. Bro, because you asked me.
What are you talking about?
Bro, I feel like this always happens on this fucking podcast. Like, these conversations. Like, that's where the disconnect is usually at.
No, the disconnect disconnect comes to you.
Yes, I take the negative into account. Yes. Is that the driving...
That was never... But my point was never the conversation. The point of my conversation...
I'm not talking about the, I'm talking about the comment you just made.
Based on the comment you made.
Yes, you said the negative I take into account, and that's
me
my
and
decision.
Dro,
that caused my decision-making.
Both said, me and Dro both just said, hey... We shouldn't take the negative and let it drive what we think in making decisions. That's what we said, correct?
Encapsulate that sentence.
Yes.
Say that sentence one more time.
You should not take the negative thoughts and make that a driving point in your decisions.
Now, I respond to that. You don't make that a driving point in your decisions,
no,
but you take that into account
then,
for your decision.
Derek, you go, you're making that the point of the argument. Did you not say that, Derek? It's on camera.
That's not what I just said.
Well, it's recorded. It's fine. You said that first, and then you said that.
I said you're making that the driving point of what I'm saying.
But my thing is, I'm not. I'm responding to what you said before that, Derek. That's what I'm saying. It's recorded. Like, it's right. It's recorded.
Let's move on, bro.
Let's please move on, because you're not getting anywhere here. But my overall point to the people...
I am, though. It's just not what you're... we're just on different pages, bro.
No, we're not. We're not. I've made my point mad time. I made it mad clear in a very clear sentence. I've been doing this... My entire point was, hey, relationships... Trying to, and that's why I use the friend example. Mm-hmm. Very clearly. Hey, if you're in this for the long term.
You got to make it work.
No, not even that. No. Let's take that. Let's even run that back to make it even more malleable.
Which is what he said. Also.
Once again, let's make this more malleable, because I will get to the point of what I actually said. Let's make this more malleable. When you're in a long-term situation, friendship, love, whatever the case may be, these terrible things, maybe there'll be things you don't like about the person, those are going to be the things that are going to occur no matter what. And I'm saying if you're in it for the long term, those are things you're probably going to have to deal with. That's what I said. Thank you. But anyway, hey, there's no new music that came out besides Lloyd Banks that I enjoy.
Jack Harlow's dropping an album Friday.
That's this nigga's last chance with me.
Isn't he on a movie?
White Man Can't Jump that I'm not going to see either.
I might watch it.
It's on Hulu. What's going to be on Hulu?
Isn't it coming out in theaters?
Nah, it's Hulu.
It's not coming out in theaters.
Well, it has a Hulu tag on it.
Well, Hulu could just be sponsoring it. Well, I'm not watching that movie.
Anyway. That's all right.
Is there anything else?
I can't think of music, no.
Yeah, there's nothing. Lloyd Banks' album is really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I feel like someone's supposed to drop something soon. No?
I don't think. I only know about the Jack album because he announced it today.
I know Rolling which is very Out random, is but. In June. I can't think of anyone that's dropping shit.
I don't think there's much. I think that's the biggest thing coming out this week. I don't know of any singles.
Well, man, listen. I will end this podcast with saying love light. And everyone take a breather. and take a breather. Those are my closing words. Everyone take a breather. Take a chill pill and relax. See you guys next week. I hope. And that's all I got for niggas, man.
Of course you're going to come back next week.
No, join Joe on the way. Oh, no, that's the week after. Well, one of these weeks we're going to miss. But yes, love, light, and that's all I got for niggas, man.
Don't sign leases, y'all.
No, I'm going to sign. I'm paying the bills.
But y'all going to sign.
I'm
going
to sign the lease.
Yeah, I'm going to be good.
Life, more love.